in Dallas. I'm Jason Burmes sitting in. And we are now joined by Catherine Austin Fitz. Oh, no, we don't have her on yet. All right, she'll be on in just a moment. She is the founder and managing member of Solari Investment Advisories, LLC. She is a former Assistant Secretary of Housing for the Federal Housing Commissioner under the first Bush administration. She's the president of the Hamilton Securities Group Investment Bank and financial software developer and a Wall Street insider. So we are going to get her take on the devaluing dollar, on gold hitting a record high, on what's really going on in Dubai, and how this is going to affect us not only in the United States, but globally. How are you, Catherine?
Hi, I'm fine.
So let's just get right into it. We're seeing record numbers for gold today. The dollar continues to decline, and we're talking bailouts in Dubai. What does this all mean for us here at home?
Well, what it means is our expenses are going to rise and our income is going to fall. It's that simple. And we're going through a structural change economically as a society. We have, for the last 15 to 20 years, moved abroad many of the high-paying manufacturing and other jobs and done it in a way that significantly weakened the unions and anything that would protect the value of labor. So we're watching a fundamental shift between the value of labor and the value of capital worldwide, and it's an integral part of the way that globalization is being achieved. And so we're just the round with Dubai is sort of the latest sort of crisis du jour related to what happens when you print lots and lots of financial paper, whether it's currency or bonds or debt securities, but you don't build up an equivalent amount of real wealth in the real economy. So we're watching a back and forth between all the paper that we've printed and the bubbles that we've engineered globally and the real economy, and the precious metals is really just the real economy saying, hey, wait a minute, we don't want your paper, we're worth a lot more in terms of your paper. And the challenge for many of us is many of us are just holding the paper.
Well, you just discussed briefly how this country has essentially been gutted from making anything. We don't really have an industry that creates and exports anything. In fact, I think our leading export at this point is garbage ideas and promises that really aren't there. I mean, how did this happen? How did we allow ourselves to stop manufacturing any physical materials whatsoever?
Well, in the 1990s, we implemented the GATT Uruguay round and created in 1995 the WTO, the World Trade Organization, which radically changed the rules. You know, it's like any game. When you blow a whistle and change all the rules, the whole game changes. Mm-hmm. And what the World Trade Organization and the GATT round said is, we are now free to move capital in and out of any place, and basically shift jobs locally, globally in a way where we can, you know, play labor off against each other around the world. And that's happening at the same time when you're instituting lots of new powerful technology, because a lot of this is made possible by telecommunications and satellite technology and digital technology. You're instituting it where it's possible to radically reduce the number of people you need to do manufacturing. So literally we're seeing new plants come up around the world where everything is done by robotics and computers, and you need very few people, where once you needed 2,000 people to do everything you need to. So part of this is simply who gets the blessings of new technology, and what we're saying is we're going to take all those blessings and productivity and centralize it into the wealth of the few and pull it out of the well-being of the many.
It's the Alex Jones Show. We'll be back after this with Catherine Austin Fitz.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today. This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1. New climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2. Our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3. In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4. Dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. Hi, folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. I am Jason Burmis, sitting in for Alex Jones, who's on assignment in Dallas. We're with Catherine Austin Fitz, and you were talking about really the restructuring of the global economy and the economy here at home. How do you feel the SDR, or Special Drawing Rights Unit, that the IMF is now really issuing fervently, fits into all that? Is this the global currency that they plan to replace the dollar with? Because there's all this talk that the dollar can no longer be the world reserve currency, and it would seem that although this hasn't taken a physical form yet, that may be the next step.
Well, there are a couple things happening at once, Jason. The first is there is tremendous tension between the financial, really speculative economy and the real economy. And if you look at the countries and the organizations trying to implement trade around the world, it's very painful to be trying to move bananas from here to there when the currency or securities you're operating with to manage a real business have become really a tool of financial speculation and economic warfare. So we see tremendous demands by countries that are focused on real export and real trade, trying to find a way to transact and manage reserves in a way that's good for their real economy and get away from the financial speculation. Mm-hmm. So there's a demand for a global currency that's outside the global speculation system. That's one. Number two, there's no doubt there's a desire also to get off the dollar because the dollar's in a long-term decline. And what the dollar has become is, in one sense, is a form of global taxation through the balance sheets. So countries around the world buy dollars. They go down in value. And literally, it's a taxation system. So there's a real desire for something, one, that's global, that's two, that's outside of the speculation, and three, is not going down in value. And that's part of what you're seeing with the SDRs and the movement to a global currency. You know, but the other thing, what we're seeing is we're just seeing a desire for people to have something that's not going down, which is part of what's pushing the price of gold and silver and the precious metals up a lot in the last couple months.
Mm-hmm. So what does the United States look like once the dollar is dumped as the world reserve currency? Is this literally the death of the dollar and we would need some kind of other currency in the United States? Would this trigger even a deeper depression? I know that Obama's talking about a double dip recession, which to me is just a semantical word game to say, hey, things aren't going to get any better. They dare not use the term depression. But if the dollar is taken away as the global reserve currency, does it survive? And what happens here in the United States?
Well, I don't think we're going through a depression or recession. I think we're going through, I call it a financial coup d'etat.
Mm-hmm.
So I think what you're watching is a fundamental reengineering of how the world is governed, and it's intentional and it's planned. Now, it happens in organic ways. It's not, you know, it's not as though it's perfectly scripted.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going through a fundamental change, and the decision to basically reduce the middle class to a much more, you know, to a much lower income with much less political power lifestyle was an intentional decision made in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And essentially what has happened is you have one or two generations in the United States that built up huge wealth over their lifetime, and what we saw was that wealth transferred out of the economy and abroad during the 90s, sort of hidden behind the bubble. But that's an intentional thing, and so when we talk about this in terms of depression and recession, we're talking about business cycles, and that's not really the traditional, we're not watching a traditional business cycle, we're watching a fundamental reengineering of and centralization of economic and political control, and it's very much global and very planned out. Let me give you an example. I was in London in 2002 to give a paper on, it's called The Myth of the Rule of Law, about the sort of how the process of privatization was working here in the United States and how things were, you know, basically criminal enterprises being used to centralize all sorts of ownership and control in real estate into a relatively small group of people. And I gave the paper, and following me there was a former reporter from the Wall Street Journal giving a paper about the sort of economic warfare in Russia during the 90s, and then followed by a wonderful reporter in London who gave one on Eastern Europe. And we were all in a state of shock because we realized it was the same companies, the same banks, same hedge funds, same defense contractors operating as syndicate in all three places. We just didn't, you know, we hadn't seen the game because we thought it was just North America or Russia or Eastern Europe. And what we didn't see was there was a global process going on of buying up and controlling all sorts of land and real estate and enterprises, and was very much part of a process of economic warfare that was going on globally.
Well, when these elitists talk about redistribution of wealth, what they really mean is that their goal is to take the United States and take us from our first world nation status and delve us into this second world nation status as they consolidate power, as they gain more power. And I see this system being implemented with this cap and trade scam and now being exposed in ClimateGate. I mean, that's why they created these carbon markets and carbon prices, I mean, that the EU openly trades, European Union. This is about globalization, and I think that this is the next step in this redistribution of how the global economy works, yes?
Well, let's look at the challenge, you know, whether it's what I'll just call a metaphor for the people running the economy globally. So whether you're Mr. Global or whether you're you know, you're Jason and Catherine and the people listening to this call. The question is, how do we go from being a world of where resources are very much used by the few and not by the many, and a world where we're having incredible sort of damage from growth in population to the environment on the planet? How do we go to a world where we are living in alignment with each other and with the environment? So how do we go from an unhealthy model to a much more healthy model? And here's the challenge. The question is, how do you incentivize people to do what's good for the environment and do what's much more equitable in terms of sharing of resources? And there are positive systems you can use to do that, Jason. The Solari model says, okay, why don't we finance communities with equity, and then people can make money and get financial wealth from reducing consumption. The notion that we need consumption to grow to get the stock market to go up is absurd. That's the corporate model. But in fact, if you finance places with equity, there's enormous financial incentives for all of us to dramatically reduce our consumption in a way that aligns us, you know, and our finances with the environment. Cap and trade is a very different kind of system. It's a taxation system. And it says, you know, you can't trust people to do the right thing. So rather than and incentivize them with positive, what we're going to do is we're just going to make it very painful and expensive for them to not lower their footprint. But we're going to do it in a way that, one, gives us central control, and two, where we can game the system. So I've always said, if you think, you know, that the cap and trade would make derivatives look like it was something that Mother Teresa came up with. Because what you're seeing in cap and trade is the worst polluters in the planet being given a get out of jail free card in exchange for making it much more expensive for the least polluting people. So for example, Democracy Now! Just had a great description about a month ago of General Motors purchasing of carbon credits in Brazil, and basically, you know, General Motors is free to pollute because the folks in Brazil can no longer hunt or do all sorts of things with land that they've been using for generations. Mm-hmm. So you literally have a system that allows the most polluting to continue to pollute and get a get out of jail free card by making life miserable for the people who have the lowest footprint.
And exactly, even though they're going to buy these carbon credits, those fees, those costs will then be implemented on the lower class by what they cost. They'll just increase their price. And in fact, now you're seeing around gas stations that if cap and trade is passed, yes, gas will go up 75 cents or a dollar. And then the left cover is, oh, you must work for the oil industry. That's why you're against cap and trade. That's why you're against a carbon tax. Yet these headlines I have next to me out of Bloomberg, Shell calls for global expansion of cap and trade CO2 programs. And then we have an Exxon executive calling for the same things. These are the people that are actually behind this carbon tax system.
Well, let's talk about what we need. The first thing that we need, whether it's, you know, if you're the American people or you're in Latin America or any continent around the world, what we all need is transparency about what's going on. What ClimateGate shows is that the quote-unquote science around the need to have any kind of system is bogus. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's very hard for most people to believe that the concept of global warming could get this far, and we have this kind of sort of bogus science going on. Mm-hmm. And so the first thing that's needed, Jason, is transparency about where is climate change coming from, why, and what are the things that we can do. You know, what does the human race control that we can change that can improve our circumstances for whatever reason? And I think that, you know, I'm someone who spends a huge amount of time trying to understand what's happening and why, and I still feel absolutely no confidence that I know why or can explain, you know, why climate change is happening, because I think there's so much disinformation, and it's a perfect example of how disinformation is used to bring about bad policy and control, when what we need is a real honest conversation about what's going to happen and what can we do.
Well, the bottom line is, if the data said what they said it showed, they wouldn't have destroyed it, and they would have allowed it to be peer-reviewed unless, except for, you know, they didn't, and they had it fall into the dark abyss. It's the Alex Jones Show back.
This is an emergency alert. People don't die of H1N1 infection. They die from system-wide intoxication and toxic shock. Doctors call it the cytokine storm following infection and immune hyperstimulation. Vaccines with immune stimulants or toxic drugs chemicalize your body, adding to your death risk. Prevent death and reverse diseases from infections, vaccinations, and drug toxicity. Call this number to get my free special report about the flu and what to do to save lives, maybe even your own. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Order Zeolife, the world's most powerful broad-spectrum detoxifier, immune system guard, and vaccine cleanse. Avoid vaccinations and drugs. Use Zeolife and OxySilver Hydrosol instead to detox and de-germ your body. Stop the shock of toxicity and preventable deaths. Call 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Or visit zeolife.net and oxysilver.net and order your free report and package special.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Is your computer running slowly? Thinking about buying a new one? Don't waste your money. Your computer could be infected with spyware, malware, viruses, registry errors, spam, and pop-ups. You don't need to buy a new computer. Just go to DoubleMySpeed.com and find out what's slowing your computer down.
DoubleMySpeed totally cleaned up my system and increased my speed.
DoubleMySpeed.com increased the speed of my computer from the very first day.
My computer was on its last leg. Now it's like new again.
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com and keep your computer running fast. Your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com is easy and fast.
It's the best you could ask for. Outstanding, and my computer is running faster than ever.
Find out what is slowing down your computer with a free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com. Don't waste your time with your slow computer. Get your free diagnosis now at DoubleMySpeed.com. That's DoubleMySpeed.com.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still.
She's called the current economic situation a financial coup d'etat. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmes, sitting in. I want to move on to what's going on in Copenhagen in just, I think it's 6 or 7 days it begins, this Copenhagen Treaty, where one of the quote-unquote three pillars is global government, and the term taxation and tax appears over a dozen times. They're trying to get this cap and trade scheme global. I mean, all the way around so that we sign on to a treaty. And, of course, the United States is the quote-unquote worst polluter. So we're going to be hit the hardest. What do you see coming out of this climate treaty, this meeting?
I don't know what's going to come out of Copenhagen because I think there's a real effort going on behind the scenes to make sure that the United States doesn't commit or commits as little as possible. And we don't know how it's going to play out. The question behind all of this is really goes back to, are we going to have a democracy or are we going to have be part of a system where invisible forces control top down through these unbelievably complex systems, a lot of which are being engineered by using the environmental issues and the environmental sort of community. I think in many respects they're unknowing about it, but it's I don't know what's going to come out, Jason. I think we just have to wait to see. But it's part of a long-term trend to try and engineer top-down control in a way that literally takes any kind of accountability out of the hands of the people who live in a place. So if you live in a county in the United States, and the United States breaks down to just about 3,100 counties, who's in control in that county? Is it the World Trade Organization? Is it rules set in a place like Copenhagen? Is it the federal government, or is it your local sheriff and town council? And that's where the rubber's going to meet the road. If you're a farmer, do you own and control the water on your property, or is does somebody in at the World Trade Organization determine what happens with it?
So where do you see all this going in the United States? What are we going to look like in 6 months, in a year? Is the dollar going to continue to decline? Is gold going to continue to go up? And then how can people really hedge their bets and protect themselves from this really economic takeover to the tune of an admitted over $27 trillion in bailouts?
Well, the first thing you want to do is, I'm not a prophet, so there are many different things that can happen. There are many different scenarios that can play out. But the one thing we do know is that there's certain long-term trends, and what you want to do is make sure you align yourself with a long-term trend. So the first long-term trend is we're having a shift of resources out of financial assets and what I call sort of bubble economics and into real things. And what that means is the average person, the average household needs to demonetize. So, for example, I once had a friend who was constantly complaining about how the yields in her stock market portfolio were falling and her water bill was going up. And I said, well, this is really easy. Why don't you just sell some stock and build a well? And so that's a perfect example where we put our money into corporate securities, and then we get a yield on our corporate securities, and then we go into the market and buy from those same corporations the goods and services that we need. So we've been intermediated, and demonetization is really about saying, okay, where can I start investing my time and my resources so that I permanently lower my overhead because it makes sense to go back to the way my grandparents or great-grandparents did it. The economics are changing because we're in a bull market for tangibles. So, for example, the more I can reduce my dependency in terms of my energy, my food, on unreliable players. You want to get unreliable players out of your life. So one of the questions I always ask people is, who's your farmer, who's your banker, where's your money? With genetically modified food, there's a reason we all want to start getting to know our farmers again and finding ways of, maybe investing in farmland mm-hmm. that help make sure you have a wonderful supply of food. So demonetization about that. The second thing is, Where are you putting your money, and how does that relate to making sure you're advantaged? I always give the example of three women. I was sitting with a group of three women who were very close friends, and I got them talking about how their money worked. And what we discovered is that one had her money in a local bank that was sending their money into their correspondent bank in New York. This is a large New York bank, and they were getting about 4% at the time. on their money. And when we come back, I'll finish the story.
Sounds good. We're with Catherine Austin Fitz. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis sitting in. Go check out all of our films, all of our programs over at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
It's the Alex Jones Show. We have Catherine Austin Fitz with us. I'm Jason Burmis sitting in. Before we go back to her, I want to remind people that there are holiday specials up over at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. You can get an entire year subscription to PrisonPlanet.tv. Get all of our films in the highest of quality for only $39.95. You can get Loose Change Final Cut for only $5. You want to expose the truth about 9/11 to your friends and family members this Christmas? That is the deal. Only $5. Then you can also get Endgame, the 9/11 Chronicles, the Obama Deception, the blockbuster that has really brought the administration to its knees, and the latest and greatest, Fall of the Republic, along with a free t-shirt for only $44.95. Go check them out over at Infowars.com. Now, we left off with you, Catherine, talking about how you should really know your farmer, and then you were getting into how you should really
know
your
banker.
Yes, absolutely.
So these three women were sitting around, all good friends. One had her money in a local bank that was shipping its money to the correspondent, large New York bank. She was getting about 4% on her money at the time. Yields were much higher. The second woman had her 401k, IRA, both 401k and IRA, and she had her money in the stock of the same New York bank. And their third friend, and remember, I'm getting them talking about their money. It turns out their third friend was borrowing on her credit card. She started a business using her credit card, and right after that, it was a credit card of the same New York bank. The bank jacked the rate up to 23%. So the first two women are making about 5% and providing their capital, their life savings, to this bank, and one of their best friends is borrowing it back at 23%. Now, what's wrong with that picture? Why do we need a bank thousands of miles away or over 1,000 miles away to get in between three friends in a way that's raking off huge and hideous profits? Well, that's an opportunity. And, in fact, there was one website that got started, Prosper.com, which was allowing or set up to help people loan directly to each other. And, of course, you know the boys shut it down. So another question is, where is the opportunity to not be intermediated by the big institutions and find ways of making more money and keeping the cash flow in either our networks or our neighborhood? Let's say we did everything, Jason, we could. We demonetized, we bought our generator, we started loaning to our, let's say we did everything we could do, just ourselves and our networks. Then the question comes down to, okay, now how do we start taking political action? And in addition to who's your farmer and who's your banker, a very important question in the 2010 election is going to be, who's your sheriff? Because, in fact, if you look at the legal construct upon which the republic was founded, the most powerful person in your county is not the president of the United States and is not even your governor. It's the sheriff. And literally, the federal government cannot do anything outside or against the Constitution if your sheriff says no. You may not. They're the ultimate word within that jurisdiction. And we're going to have Richard Mack. I don't know if you've ever had Richard Mack on InfoWars, but we're going to have Richard Mack, who's a retired sheriff in Arizona, has written a lot about this question and, in fact, took the federal government to court, went all the way to the Supreme Court and won. He's going to be on the Solari Report in January. And so I just cringe when I see people spend money and time on the presidential elections when they're completely ignoring who is their sheriff and their political representation in their own local area, in their
Well, I always tell people that they need to start locally, and if they truly do want to change the system, perhaps it's time for them to run for city council or state senator or even a congressional spot. But, of course, the sheriff is a very, very powerful position and an electable one. So right. If you don't like what's going on in your county, it's time for you to run for sheriff.
Well, but the other thing is, the sheriffs can do an awful lot if people will support them. And a lot of the politics comes down to the Fed throws a lot of money. The more dependent we get on federal money and the more the feds control the cash flow locally, the more everybody won't support their sheriff in standing up. And that's why it's got to be battled out in the cash flow. The next place you need to go after who's your sheriff is to look at, okay, let's look at where the governmental money is going. We're paying taxes, and that tax money is going someplace. Is that money circulating into the businesses that create employment and opportunities for us that we are neighbors own? And I just want to use an example of what's been happening, because if you dig in and you look at the federal, state, and local governmental flows, all resources, not just contracts or expenditures within a place, what you discover is there's enormous opportunity to lower the burden to taxpayers in a way that creates much more income locally for us. And let me give you a perfect example. I live in Tennessee. We have about 20% of the population now on food stamps, huge part of the federal flow-through in the Tennessee state budget. It's over $1 billion now. So 20% of the people on food stamps in a state where we have fabulous farmland, beautiful farmland that's just sitting, not doing anything. It turns out, Jason, that we are outsourcing the data servicing and customer support work on the food stamp contract. In Tennessee, it's true in Florida, other states, too. Are you ready for this? J.P. Morgan Chase in India.
Oh, how lovely.
Now, we have counties in Tennessee where we have 25% unemployment. So the federal and state governments are paying people to not work and paying for their food stamps when they are also paying J.P. Morgan Chase to do jobs that these people could do. No.
Well, that's why those arguments never stand up that, oh, they don't want to take these jobs. No, you're not offering them to people. You're moving them overseas and making it impossible for them to do this work.
Well, in fact, data servicing jobs are wonderful jobs for many people. If you are someone who has responsibilities for caring for children or for elderly parents or both, data servicing jobs can be beamed in. You know, you can beam them out to lots of different sites locally. And they can be done in flexible hours, so you can get very high productivity with flexible hours in sites that are closer to home, even residential. So, in fact, it doesn't make any sense to beam those jobs to India because there is a way to do them here, which is enormously wonderful for a workforce that literally cannot get in a car and commute an hour into Nashville or Knoxville or, you know, Tampa or Orlando, because they have to take care of, and it's certainly much more economic for society to have them care for their family members than to try and institutionalize that. So if you look at the fundamental economics, you'll see again and again, and I saw this, I served as the Assistant Secretary of Housing, and I would often see communities where we were spending $250,000 per unit to construct public housing when $50,000 would buy and rehab a single family home. So we were paying five times per unit of what we needed to. And in fact, in the Clinton administration, I took that example. It was New Orleans where this situation, the fact pattern was just outrageous. I had first seen it in Chicago. I took it to the assistant of the person who ran that program at HUD. And I said, look, if we just re-engineer the money, we could get five homes for the price of one. The person turned bright red and looked at me and said, but how could we generate fees for our friends? So when there's a bubble going on, Jason, everybody's happy to generate fees for our friends. You know, when you turn to people and say your children can't have health care because there's not enough money, it's time to look at 50 years of accumulated fees for our friends and say, you know, maybe we need to re-engineer how things work, because we've had decades of computers and new technology, and yet the overhead costs of fundamental government projects have skyrocketed exponentially, and that's because we are subsidizing a huge infrastructure, the biggest piece of which is these big corporations, because you give a big corporation a government contract and you drive their stock up. So there's real, you know, capital gains on stock market and real estate is the primary source of political contributions. And it starts, though, in your own county saying, okay, let me get control of my local representatives, whether it's my sheriff or town council or state representative, make sure we have excellent people in office, but then let's look at the money and let's look at where we're paying five times for, you know, of what is needed and where we cannot re-engineer the money to get a much better result in terms of expenses down and income up for the people here in a way that reduces the load to taxpayer. And I tell you, those opportunities are absolutely there.
We're going to open up the phone lines for Catherine Austin Fitz in just a moment. But first, I want to get your take on gold being at a record high today. Where is the roof on this thing? Are we going to see it go up above 1,300, 1,400, maybe even hit 1,500? Where do you see gold and precious metals going?
If you go back and you look at the high in 1980 before the current high,
mm-hmm.
and you say, okay, you know, gold traded at 800, even above, but you know, the close was 800. So gold traded at 800 in 1980. If we were going to say, okay, how much was that in inflation-adjusted dollars? Because we've had enormous inflation from 1980 until now, so it's almost mm-hmm. 30 years of inflation. But in current dollars, what was that, 800? Depending on who calculates it and what series they use, do they use a government series or, for example, John Williams Shadow Stats has redone the government numbers. So do we use the you know, more reliable numbers like John's for the CPI and the inflation, mm-hmm. what would $800 be in current dollars? You get estimates of anywhere from $2,500 to $7,500.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we're looking at today with a price of approximately $1,200 is something that is less than 50% of where the high was in 1980. So on an inflation-adjusted basis, Jason, we're nowhere near the high. That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, the challenge we have with precious metals is that it's a very tiny market relative to the global stock or bond market. And, I mean, the global bond market is huge, and then you add derivatives. So if a tiny bit of money decides it wants to shift into precious metals, you're talking about enormous pressure to drive the price up. Now, we've seen over the last 15 years real intervention by the central banks and government treasuries to drive and manage the price down as really a way to protect the bond market and sort of the inflated values of global currencies, particularly the dollar. More and more investors are beginning to understand that game. One of the things that had always threatened the market was the overhang of gold that the IMF has said that it was willing to sell. The IMF is beginning, instead of just threatening sales, they have approved sales, but that overhang is going very quickly into central banks, which are snapping it up. And if you say to yourself, look, if central banks and institutional investors and retail investors are going to start to move into this very, very thin market, it doesn't take much incremental change in percentage of market share to drive the price through the roof. So the long-term fundamentals on precious metals are very, very strong, number one. And number two, it is very important to remember that this is an extremely political market and a very, there's an economic war going on in the middle of this market. So we're looking at prices that are extremely volatile. And it's very important to recognize, yes, we have a long-term bull market. My guess is that there is a great distance to go. This has only just begun. But you have to be very careful because in the short term, we're going to get wild swings. And it's important for a retail investor to not do anything in this market where they could get caught by those swings. So before anybody sort of tiptoes into these waters, just make sure you understand what you've got going and be prepared to stick in it for the long haul. Now, when does it end?
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that could end all of this is when a new global currency, it goes into effect and is really working. And that will diminish the need for using precious metals as sort of a global currency. This reflects not only that need, but the need, the distrust that everybody has in government. So we're really watching a deterioration in the quality of sovereign government credits worldwide. So I think this goes on for a long time. You just want to be really careful because we're talking about something that will price in very volatile ways against your local currency.
All right, let's go to the phone lines. Let's go to Betty in Texas. Betty, what's on your mind?
Catherine, thank you so much for allowing me to speak to you. I'm so thrilled with everything that you say. However, I would like to add in something about the Copenhagen Treaty. One, Obama still hasn't produced his birth certificate, and he's being sued over that by Phil Berg, I believe. And two, he cannot sit as the head of the Security Council of the United Nations while he's being president of the United States. And so have you heard anything about whether or not Phil Berg has filed an injunction to keep Obama from going and signing the Copenhagen Treaty? And what do you think about it?
I'm just ignorant of the status of the lawsuit occasionally. You know, like anybody, I'll read things on the internet, but I really am not current.
Yeah, and I don't think that there's anything actually going on in regards to the Copenhagen Treaty due to that. I thank you for the call, Betty. Let's go to Chris in New Mexico. Chris, you're on the line.
Thanks, Jason. Hi, Catherine.
Hi, Jason.
No, that was Jason. I'm Chris.
Oh, I'm sorry, Chris.
That's okay. Chris, what do you got for us?
Catherine, nice to hear you in the daytime instead of the middle of the night. would you spend a few minutes talking about one of the alternative currencies? You know, I think that's the only way that we're going to get out of this mess, something like along the lines of Ithaca Hours or, you know, some of the others that have been established. And I know you know a little bit about that, so maybe can you address that?
Sure. I think there are a number of ways that we can start to transact both locally and in our networks. And the important thing to understand is it needs to be built in a very granular way, which gives energy to the people in the short term within a community. One of the challenges of community currencies is that if you organize them as a sort of new legal structure and make them complicated, they can be very expensive and time-consuming. And I'm a believer in the just-do-it method. And I would look at several things. One is the idea of using your gold and silver coins as just a medium of exchange. If you go to our website at Solari.com, Franklin Sanders of the Money Changer and I have created a little application which we're about to redevelop and roll out a new one in 2010 called the Gold and Silver Payment Calculator, and it allows you to translate back and forth between dollars. You know, let's say you want to pay somebody $100. You can use the calculator to very quickly calculate in silver and gold coins what it would take to pay that amount. So the first thing, I'm going to suggest three things, but the first is just start using your gold and silver coins to transact. Just do it.
Let's talk about those other two things on the other side. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis sitting in. Infowars.com, PrisonPlan.tv, and Catherine's website, Solari.com, Solari.com.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Show. He's out on assignment in Dallas. I'm Jason Burmis sitting in. If you missed any of the program, remember following the broadcast, the podcast is available at Infowars.com. Three great guests today, Jim O'Neill, Gary Lachman, Catherine Austin Fitz, and of course, Alex Jones joined us for the better part of an hour. Catherine, you were just talking about what currencies you could get into. You said, you know, use your silver and gold coins as currencies, but you had two other points you wanted to make.
Sure, and this is the, you know, how do we start currencies by the just do it method. The second is there's a wonderful association called IRTA. It's the International Association related to Barter Networks. In your community, it is likely that you already have a barter network set up that could use some support. And there is a great deal that can be done through barter networks, both locally and their network globally. So, you know, you can end up getting your tour package to Scotland for the holidays through your local barter network. So check out the IRTA website and find the local barter network or networks in your place and start to see if there aren't ways you can use it. A lot of times you'll find businesses report as much as a 10% increase in sales that come about by their use of barter. So there's a lot of opportunities, but we need to start just build from the infrastructure that's there. Finally, there's a real opportunity, as Chris said, to explore exchanging or trading or using hours, just using hours among neighbors and friends and businesses, but then going to a more formal system of trading our time and trading hours that makes an awful lot of sense to explore. It starts with really talking to other people in your community, whether it's your neighbor or other small businesses, about how you can help each other save time or lower your expenses. So it really starts with socializing and communication and just exploring the ideas. If you can start to have more reciprocal relationships and connections, then you can move to a system of really trading hours, and there's lots of information on the website. Now, I will say one of the most interesting statistics, Jason, is during the Great Depression, there were over 3,200 local currencies in America.
Do you think there'll be a revival in that?
Only 3,100 counties. Mm-hmm. So this is something that we're gonna return and be doing this again. And so it absolutely makes sense to spend time, but start with what you know, whether it's your gold and silver coins, barter networks in your community, just getting to know more people in your neighborhood and seeing where you can't trade time. You know, just where I live in a very rural community, so we're always offering to help each other. I'm going into town. What can I pick up for you?
All right. Final caller, Noel in Illinois. You're on the air.
Yes. Hi, Jason. Fable Enemies was unbelievable. And I have a quick question in terms of the ClimateGate scandal. Mm-hmm. Have any of you guys talked about, there's a newsletter from Earth Government, March 27, 2003, which talks about how we needed a Earth government in terms of like a one world government to help, you know,
I have seen that document, Noel. I have seen that document. I have not discussed it on the program, but that's purely oversight. The only thing about that document is it's not an actual email. It was something that was being emailed to other people as kind of like this precursor, I guess, to the global government they were going to try to get passed in the Copenhagen Treaty. Very pro one world government, very pro New World Order. But after all, that is where this all seems to be headed, as they are trying to promote a global currency. Catherine Austin Fitz's website is solari.com. That's S-O-L. A-R-I. If you missed any of the program, we got the podcast coming to you at Infowars.com in just a few moments, and the rebroadcast right after this. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmes sitting in. Thank you all.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well.
It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe. Great organic coffee infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to continue with John, Jeremy, Andy, John, many others. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. This is an abbreviated, only one-hour interview with Alan. That's normally a full interview, but Alan's got so much to say, and I've got so much to add. We're getting back on for a couple hours early in January. In fact, let's make sure we set that up with him in his calendar before he leaves us. He is a big part of Fall of the Republic, the presidency of Barack H. Obama, detailing the global government banking/carbon tax takeover. This film couldn't have come out at a better time. It is exploding like no film I've ever produced. You can get a free Obama as the Joker t-shirt or a free Don't Tread on Me t-shirt with it at InfoWars.com until Christmas. So be sure and order today at InfoWars.com, and your purchase makes this radio show possible. We've got more discounts, more combos, more free videos than we've ever offered at InfoWars.com, and 5 months free right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. So check that out. Going to Alan Watt of CuttingTheMatrix.com. First off, I haven't talked to you since we got you a copy of it when the guys came to interview you a few months ago in Canada. What's your take on Fall of the Republic, Alan?
It's having a great impact. It's all over the planet now. And I get emails from so many people saying they've seen it. And it's hitting them between the eyes, some of them, which is a darn good thing because we've no time to lose here and catching up. We've got to be shocked into reality, and I think it helps to do that.
What do you think of the film yourself? I mean, I want your honest review.
Oh, it's well done. It's well done. I mean, even the camera guys, when they were here doing the take, they knew their stuff as well. Everything was well on. And I don't know who did the editing and so on, but they certainly made a good job of patching all the different pieces together to make it flow and keep the topics flowing so that people who didn't know too much could get an understanding and take them right through it in a condensed form. And that's what we have to do today because we cannot give a complete lifetime's education to people in a fast move except by condensing it for them and giving them important parts and really stressing how it's done and where it is going if they don't participate in their own future.
Yeah, I mean, we're showing people, here's the globalist agenda, here's their own documents, here are their own statements. Do you want this for yourself and your future? Do you want to be a slave who is eventually euthanized? The decision is up to you. One of the few criticisms I've gotten for Fall of the Republic is, well, I already knew a lot of this, or this has a lot of basics in it. Yes, that's the whole point of the Obama deception in Fall of the Republic, is to be slickly done, well-produced, highest-level graphics, and it has a lot of new information as well. But, yes, it gives people the basics because we're trying to reach people who have no idea of what's going on.
And plus, when you get people together who know with people who don't know, rather than just go over stuff through books and weekly meetings, if you've all shared the same video and then discussed it yourself and chipped in, it's a good way to catch up quickly to speak as to what's happening. You could have something in common and something you've all either seen or read in common, and that's how it's done today. We don't have time to give a history for the last 100-odd years. We don't have time. So you have to condense it, put in the important parts so that beginners can understand and bring them up to speed so they can then converse with you with the knowledge that you're sharing.
And then once they have a basic blueprint, of just part of the system. It's too complex to give somebody the full view. I mean, I'm still learning every day. It's so big and complex, and they've had so many specialists working for so long on different parts of this matrix system. But once people have a basic snapshot, a basic crash course in brain surgery, then they can start picking up the other rabbit trails and larger gestalts for themselves as their palate develops.
That's correct. You understand that we're up against organization. Organization has been working steadily for well over 100 years with non-governmental organizations who are trained in a school-type format, gradually updated with their vision of the future. As I say, they're organized, they're funded. Some of them are full-time employees, in fact, to get salaries from the big foundations and pension funds. That's what we're up against, massive organization. We have to do it with what we have. And
this is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
Z.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Information, most timely, highest quality. And Weldon Henson, the head of our shipping department, just explained to me UPS can normally ship anywhere in the U.S. in 4 days. They say 6 working days out from Christmas. So tomorrow, orders that get in today and tomorrow are guaranteed by UPS anywhere in the United States before Christmas. Now, most places, it's 2 or 3 days. But that's how we ship UPS. If people want regular mail, you can always order that way, too. But we found UPS is, I mean, the U.S. mail is really bad. I've seen a bunch of reports about mail offices just throw your mail away now. They just don't even care. Pension checks, toys. It's the government. And if you don't like it, a SWAT team will drop by. I mean, you know, they got the SWAT teams. They got your tax money. That's, I don't want to bash the whole post office. There's some great people at the post office. The point is, if you want to order Fall of the Republic and get a free Endgame, or if you want to order Fall of the Republic and get a free Reflections and Warnings, come on in, Weldon. Weldon is now here. I was trying to get him down here earlier. Real fast. So if their order gets in today or tomorrow, you guys can get it out by the next day, and then UPS guarantees it will get there before Christmas?
Yeah, it'll get there before Christmas. If you place your order before 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, you'll get it before Christmas, guaranteed.
Oh, so it's 8 o'clock tomorrow morning?
Yes.
Because you guys want to get everything out tomorrow?
Yes. Well, and everything will be out. If you order today, even, it'll be out today. And but we feel like, you know, we'll be able to do it tomorrow, too. So
now, well, we were a week or two behind on shipping until we got Weldon. Now we're shipping a lot of times on the day it comes in.
We're up right now today, yeah. Anybody that placed their order this morning is going out today. So,
well, that's good. There's going to be a lot of little evil elves climbing down chimneys bringing people DVDs.
That's right.
Are you guys wearing elf hats back there?
Not yet. Well, I'll make them wear that.
Hey, the public believes polar bears can't swim. Why not say elves exist?
There you go. Why not?
Maybe Al Gore's Santa Claus.
Oh, that'll be interesting to see.
He's not going to like this present.
Uh-uh. That's one he won't like.
Again, free T-shirts right now that you can pick from when you get Fall of the Republic. I just want people to have this.
That's right. We'll get them to.
Now, a lot of UPS stuff shipping out, even by this Friday, it'll still get to most people around the country, right?
Yeah, most people it will. Most locations it takes, you know, 3 business days. We just set the deadline to make sure that it covered everybody. So, I mean, folks, even that order, majority of folks that order even on all day tomorrow or Friday morning will still probably get it. But we just can't guarantee it. So guaranteed to get it if you order by 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. Good chance you're still going to get it if you order by Friday.
Good. We should have been plugging that all week. And, of course, you can always get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership and share it as a gift with others. Weldon, thank you so much for coming in and talking to us. Good job there. Okay, I'm going to shut up now and go back to Alan Watt. Alan Watt, enough with Christmas and Fall of the Republic. We have total mind control being established in the country. We have all over the United States, Europe, the Western world, children on record writing reports on their parents. We confirmed that the Perdinalis Power Authority in Texas, Central Texas, is making the kids fill out dossiers on their parents through the public schools, or they get a zero on their grade. I have a report here of where a boy drew an image of Jesus and was kicked out of school and is having a psychological assessment done. In fact, show PrisonPlanet.tv viewers an image of this. I mean, we really are living in a secret police-style tyranny. The RAND Corporation is already announcing that all your local police departments are openly federalized. Regular army garrisons will be stationed as domestic police, as a rapid reaction force to take over local police departments. That's in this RAND Corporation report. So much is going on. Go over that, Alan Watt. And then your take on what's happening at Copenhagen. You know, is their program really in deep trouble?
Well, we find that the U.S. is the last country to be basically completely socialized. It's a socialist system. It's already completely through Europe, especially Britain. Britain's an incredible country right now. Where back in the 80s, in fact, they federalized. At least they put a chief police association in charge of all of the police across Britain, and supposedly they were going to use martial law back in the 80s if Britain had to be sacrificed for first nuclear strikes in order for the US to survive. So it's never got out of that mode. It made it easier for the federalized government to take over. And this is a socialized system. tell people so often, don't get confused with fascism, communism, socialism. It's all the same thing, you see. And that's what's being used today. A long time ago, it was decided by the big powers and the economists and those who ruled the banking system of the world, along with the politicians and the Fabian Society, that they'd have to bring in a socialist system and train the public, train them gradually to allow the experts at top to simply handle all the big problems while we were taught to play at the bottom. That's been very successful since mainly from the 60s onwards. And so we're out of the loop. Most folk are quite content.
That's right. They made it a moral right, like it's cool that men and women don't care and aren't involved.
Yes.
It's uncool to be involved. It's fun to be an idiot.
That's correct. And while we're all being idiots and playing, and they threw credit cards at everyone, and they gave us a youth culture, a perpetual youth culture, where anyone over a certain age is just non-existent. They did not want older, wiser people coming into the game and teaching people what was really going on by their knowledge and history, etc. That's been very, very successful.
Yeah, you don't revere your elders. They're just people to be exterminated. And now Time and Newsweek have articles about, let's just murder all the old people. It's so liberal.
That's correct. And that is coming down. They started off in Holland with euthanasia. Britain has just passed laws on it, too. The U.S., I think, did their first main one this year, in fact, earlier this year, openly. And so that's the agenda. This is all written, again, going back to the days of H.G. Wells and the Utopians, the Fabians, and also population control is a ramp up abortion and sterilization on one end, which is coming down, by the way, as part of the Copenhagen Treaty. Then the ramp up the other side, too. Obama's already made the communist statements, and that's what it is, folks. You're under that system right now, if you don't know it. Look at all the people who are on his staff right now. They're all... Many of them are card-carrying communists, and they're true believers in this world Fabian system of socialism. We're experts.
But just like the media told us communism didn't exist after 1991, they tell us no new world order exists, even as they announce it, even as I was reading 2 weeks ago in a Mercantile report that the number one shirts are hammer and sickle shirts.
That's correct, and a lot of the U.S. Teenagers are wearing them, think it's all cool and trendy. And we remember, too, that back in the 50s, remember, the Reid Commission, authorized by the U.S. Congress and the Senate, did investigations into the tax-free foundations, the big Rockefellers, Ford, Carnegie, all the other ones there, who were funding what appeared to be to them all the far-left communist groups. And Senator Norman Dodd, and he's up on YouTube talking about this, he was astonished when he was told by the CEO of the Ford Foundation that their job of the foundation was to fund NGOs and so on. So it changed society and culture within the Western world, and especially in America, that it eventually blended seamlessly with that of the Soviet system. That has happened. That has happened. And they're going now for the next step, because in Marxian economics, they must have everything centralized under world government. That's what the United Nations was established to become. With the IMF there at the top, the World Bank, and all the rest of it.
Alan, to interrupt, from your study, how does Russia tie in? Because Russia is paying people to have kids now, because they've lost 45 million people thanks to the global agenda. They're talking about the New World Order on their television. I mean, is Russia going rogue from the New World Order, or bidding for a better position in the New World Order?
A better position, but however, too, you understand, too, when the Bolshevik Revolution took over Russia, the Bolsheviks were comprised of non-Russians primarily, who moved into the Soviet Union, and they ran the entire Soviet Union through the Soviet era.
It was mainly people from Brooklyn came over and ran
Brooklyn,
it, and they got kicked out, and then now they're the neocons, yeah.
And that's correct as well. And after the wall came down, and prior to it, many of them moved out. Many of them went to Israel. Others moved into, a lot of them moved into California, Toronto, and other places to continue the agenda of the merger over here. Now, Gorbachev himself, who, remember, was the president of the Soviet Union, who was taken round the world on a world tour by Margaret Thatcher, by her arm in arm, and she introduced him to the world as a new type of communist. So they'd already chosen him to lead the Soviet Union as it brought down the walls, And we've got to go back to Lenin. Lenin said the dictatorship would last about 70 or 80 years.
And then perestroika.
It was to merge into the West, where the new system would emerge, not quite capitalist, not quite communist, as the socialist Fabian system worldwide, run by experts, eugenicists, all the guys on top, a planned society, a planned population, and that's what's happening. Right now, as we live, we're watching the people appointed on Obama's system. We know who they all are. They've got tremendous histories of involvement in this communist technique and the Fabian Society.
And by the way, this is not Joseph McCarthy up here.
Yeah.
This isn't Alex Jones or Alan Watt. Alan, because I read all the same books, he's reading books written by Gorbachev, written by H.G. Wells, written by Leon Trotsky, written by Joseph Stalin, by Vladimir Lenin. We're telling you what they said. And now
a revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from four levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy eight flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard around the world.
Are you tired of out-of-control, irresponsible federal deficit spending? Increasing the money supply without increasing productive output leads to inflation. You get less for your money. If you want to protect the buying power of dollars for your future, then call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135. You've worked hard for your dollars. Don't let the government strip their buying power with wasteful spending. Gold has a 5,000-year track record as money, real money you can count on. No government-backed paper currency comes close. Ask me about the protection of private gold. Call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135. Central banks from around the world are stockpiling gold. They know gold is real money. Call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135, to discover the advantages of private protected gold.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. ArendAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
By the way, Fox News is playing the 10 biggest stories of 2009. One of them is how the Japanese government wants to put lithium, an antipsychotic, in the water supply. Let me give you a newsflash. Most U.S. municipal supplies already have lithium added. You can go over the toxicology reports for your city's water. You'll find it's not leaching in. They're adding it. You know, the national media calls me all the time, Alan Watt, and they say, you're crazy. You're saying they're putting cancer viruses in vaccines. You say they're drugging the water. And then I start emailing them mainstream articles, and they shut up real fast. They always think they've gotten me. Then I'll be talking to some yuppie producer, and I'll say, don't you care about your kids? And they'll start really, really realizing for their petty power position of lying that they're really assaulting their own children. But they still just giggle and go on with it. Briefly, from your research, cancer viruses in vaccines and calmative toxins in the water.
Yeah, very, very old techniques. They started off with fluoride, of course, in the early days. They knew about this stuff at the beginning of the 1900s and what it did with people. It made them more pliable and more easily managed. But it was Japan, too, where they first noticed that a particular village in Japan many years ago were much more placid than the average villager. And they realized when they tested the water, there was natural lithium in it. So that's where the idea sprung from. If we add this to other people's supplies, it'll make them more docile and easily managed. They won't care much what's happening in the big world or what's kind of coming down in the future. And that's why they're adding it across the world. I can understand, go back to Julian Huxley. Julian Huxley, the brother of Aldous Huxley, his grandfather was Sir Thomas Huxley, the best friend of Charles Darwin. And Darwinism is a big part of this whole socialist agenda. It gave them ammunition for their purpose and for their planning for the future based on superior types, inferior types, and so on. And so Julian Huxley talked about the coming system of control, where they would definitely use pharmacology and they'd use hypnosis, techniques of persuasion on television and so on. That's what they would use for the public, and it's been very successful already. Never mind all the stuff that's naturally prescribed by the physicians in the tranquilizing business. They also put it into the water. And you've got to go into the writings, too, of another hardline communist, by the way, who worked for MI5, like most of them did. And that was Arthur Kessler. That's declassified. He was an agent for them. And he worked with the United Nations during the 60s on projects to find ways of lobotomizing the human brain chemically or through viral or bacterial means. They discussed the means of directing biowarfare techniques right to the brain itself by injections. He said we can do it through the food, we could do it through the water supply. Their only problem was how to actually introduce it. And, of course, the public weren't to know. And the UN had different teams all working on the same project. Millions of dollars went into the investigations. Russia went the straightforward way of mandatorily lobotomizing people physically. The criminal element, those who spoke out with wrong think or had inflexibility of opinion, that was a psychiatric disorder, they would lobotomize them. But they found that they could do it by inoculations, where they would carry something right to the brain, fever develops in the baby, and they're short a few cents off the dollar from then on. That's all been done, I think, to be honest with
you. Which is good. I mean, you then get a partially lobotomized biological robot that you can then program, because programming doesn't work if it isn't started early and if the person has an advanced intellect that will then later in life discover the programming. It'll then be hard to get rid of all of it, but then stronger-willed people who are also intelligent can countermand the programming. But for a lot of people who are already just going to be average intelligence, they're now borderline retarded, and that's why you can't reach out to them.
And officially, the United Nations has lowered the official average IQ by about 4 or 5 points in the last 4 years.
That's right. Yeah, pretty soon geniuses will be able to tie their shoelaces.
That's correct. That's correct, yeah.
And they giggle and laugh about this, and their argument is, hey, look, the public doesn't care we're brain damaging them. They deserve to be brain damaged further.
Mm-hmm. And now we have the mass campaigns now with the fake flu pandemics and so on to terrify the public into compliance, to get the latest upgraded biowarfare technique to lobotomize them. And it's still part of the same system. They can't ask for volunteers.
Alan Watts, stay there. I want to get into the flu, your take on that, then Copenhagen, and then some phone calls. And we'll play that clip from Fox News about drugging your water. It's the newest, coolest thing.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1. New climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2. Our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3. In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4. Dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. Hi, folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
No tax.
Pienso que un sueño parecido no volverá más. Y me pintaba las manos y la cara de azul. Y de provisa el viento rápida me llevó.
Yeah, here's Fox News. And I've seen MSNBC, the clips on YouTube, where they propose putting Prozac in the water. And the federal government's also proposing putting statins in the water. They're now teaching kids that five-year-olds need anti-cholesterol drugs, which completely eat your liver. It just doesn't even help you with cholesterol. It's all lies. Now, over 150 chemicals on average are put in U.S. drinking water. Same thing in Canada, the UK. Some have over 300. And it's lithium. Everything. Of course, lithium's a heavy metal. Very toxic. It's the same thing with fluoride. Sodium fluoride. But when you hear fluoride, that's a catch-all term under federal regulations for over 300 chemicals they're allowed to put in. And, I mean, mercury, everything, they are killing you. Okay, that's why people look so bad, even if they exercise and try to eat healthy. These are sickos, okay? They openly write textbooks how they want to kill us. We're going to talk to Alan Watt about that in a moment. A real expert on this stuff and a big part of Fall of the Republic. But here's Fox Television.
Now, with only 2 weeks left of 2009, we're taking a look back at some of the most interesting healthcare discoveries of the past year. Joining us is Fox 9 medical expert Dr. Arkel Georgiou to talk about it. Good morning.
Good morning.
First, the U.S. has been adding a fluoride to its public water supply for decades, and that's, of course, to prevent tooth decay. Well, now researchers from Japan are suggesting that we add lithium. So why is that?
Well, they're actually not suggesting it, but they're certainly looking into it. Lithium is a medication that in prescription doses treats mood disorders in people with bipolar disorder or manic depressive illness. And what these researchers found in Japan is that lithium is present in trace amounts in the normal water supply in some communities. And in those communities, they have a lower suicide rate. And so they're really investigating whether trace amounts of lithium can just change the mood in a community enough to really, in a positive way, without having the bad effects of lithium, to really affect the mood and decrease the suicide rate. Very interesting concept. You know, it's the same reason why we put iodine in salt, fluoride in water. There's many different examples of when we put trace amounts of chemicals in the normal supply of food or water to help people's health.
Right. Although not, this is the first where they're actually affecting people's moods and, you know, the brain. So that, I'm sure, puts up a lot of red flags for people.
All right.
Moving on.
So what they do is they pitch it to you as a great thing. It's already being done. Lithium's already put in your water. Okay, let me give everybody the newsflash. You can pull up an EPA report for any major city. And sure, they could say small towns have natural trace amounts. Some towns have natural trace amounts of mercury or arsenic or cyanide. Doesn't mean you want to go drink it. Alan Watt, they're really getting us ready for this because they know we're exposing that they're already putting it in the water. So they're going, yeah, we're chemtrailing you. John P. Holdren this year admitted it. And yeah, we're putting stuff in your water. What's wrong with that?
We have to go back again quite some time to realize that this is nothing new about the idea. The big boys had global meetings back in the 30s even, 40s, 50s, always looking towards this future world society they were going to bring into being. And they talked, as I say, about ways of doing it, and pharma was to be a big part of it. There's no doubt about that. They all thought about using pharma. And you find with Zbigniew Brzezinski, who pretty well says he's got his own man, and as the president now, because he trained him, in his book, Between Two Ages, that he published back in the 1970s, he talked about mind control. He talked about the technotronic era. But he talked about other methods, too, where the public would be basically made docile. He said it can be done electronically by using standing waves across a whole continent, if need be, which means it was already tested out back in the 70s. That's so it works. But they also mentioned other methods as well.
And then I saw a Baltimore Sun article about 8 years ago where it said, DARPA in major cities is testing calming waves.
That's right.
To make everyone happy. What's wrong with calming waves, Alan? Mm-hmm. Why are you and I different? Why don't we love the government putting a toxic heavy metal in the water to brain damage us? Why don't we like mind control towers? Why don't we like police in black uniforms and secret arrest and torture? What's wrong with us, Alan Watt?
I think there's something wrong with the uptake in our brains for these particular chemicals, perhaps. We lead somewhere else, which actually does happen in some people's physiologies. It's the same with inoculations. They found with the standard childhood inoculations, the doctors are all trained to tell the mother, don't worry, they'll go home, have a fever, it's based in the head. Well, when you have an inflammation in the head, you have an inflammation in the brain. Inflammation causes brain cells to die off. So this is all supposedly normal. And
don't worry. We just brain damage your child and lower their IQ by 3 points.
Exactly.
And after 50 shots, they're going to be retarded. Don't worry. I've got power. I wear a white lab coat. Oh, I love my mistress. Oh, go ahead.
And then some people, there's always a few individuals where, because these particular biowarfare chemicals will attach themselves to uptake amino acids to go to the brain, because of different physiology, sometimes it's waylaid somewhere else, into the intestine, into other parts of the body. They'll end up with various allergies. It's a very common
symptom. Well, take the movie Serenity, based on the TV. Well, I mean, you may have seen it, but for those that don't know, they go to this planet where everybody's died to find out, and they discover the government was putting basically Prozac into the air, but they found that 1% of people, it makes them psycho killers. So that's the establishment kind of saying what we're doing is having some unintended consequences. Go ahead.
Yes, and it's the same when they inject you with various things. Not everyone comes down with the fever, but often those children will come down with asthma or intestinal problems for the rest of their life.
They admit that all Crohn's cases have the measles and other vaccine antibodies because, oh, the autoimmune attack didn't eat your brain, it ate your guts.
And so you often find people who have these problems are a bit brighter, they're more aware of what's going on because their brain was unaffected. Now they're going for everyone now with pharma, the calmatives, as they call them, openly. And remember, after 9/11, I think it was Rumsfeld, he was on television in the U.S., it was broadcast on Canadian TV, and he was asked by a reporter, what are you going to do if another major crisis breaks out? He says, we've got contingency plans. He says, we've aerosolized Valium and Prozac. He said, we can spray over entire cities or whole areas. And I thought, well, perfect, because if the Valium kicks in quick, you see, whereas the Prozac takes about a week to build up in the system and then takes over. So they've already had these things discussed and ready to go for who knows how many decades.
And now they've been spraying us, so John P. Holder can come out and say, yes, we're spraying you.
Yeah.
He can tell the Associated Press. There can be video of it, and people just go, they're not spraying me. Well, the White House science czar just said they are. No, they're not.
Yep.
No, they're
in
not.
In fact, there was a TV show in New York yesterday, and the news hour just came out and advised people who have children with asthma to move out of the east side for overnight, if possible, because of heavy metallic spraying. That's all they said in this little clip.
Oh.
No justification, no follow-up, no whys. That's all they said.
Well, Alan, what's wrong with having aluminum dioxide sprayed on you? I mean, they're only helping you.
That's right. And then the barium will help build up, and you'll get cancer early, so you're not a burden on the coming healthcare system.
These are really loving people. They're just so loving. Oh.
You know, you have to go into the characters behind all of this and who is at the Copenhagen meeting, for instance. And the big eugenicists are there. The big utopians are there. Dennis Meadows is there. He was one of the big boys at the Club of Rome.
In fact, talk about that. The head of the Chinese delegation said, we own your debt. This is for those Monday, Associated Press and others. And we want global government, one-child policies.
Mm-hmm.
For Americans. And our government suddenly announced, yeah, we're looking at this. So, yep. I mean, they're just out. Go ahead, Alan.
And don't forget, as they look at the panel appointed in the U.S. Congress, there's John Holdren there, who wrote the book Eco-Science back in the 70s with another mainline communist. And they are communists, by the way, hardline communists. And Holdren himself said he wants compulsory sterilization of the public. He said we can't do it the same way in America as we do in India, because people in America are better educated, they might catch on. So they'll have to do it surreptitiously, covertly, and basically sterilize the people by other means. And they discussed what the ideal population should be. Now, these characters are all on board, and you have your Holdrens in every government of the Western world right now. That's not by chance. They're all on board right now, appointed. And the whole agenda is now set to roll forth at an incredible pace. Remember, too, in communism, families contaminate family units. Families contaminate the children, according to them. So did Bertrand Russell. He agreed with this by passing on outmoded family values.
Yeah, you've got to have the state purely programming, and now everywhere, they under the environment, police, that most of the kids' curriculum is dossiers on mommy and daddy on record.
Yes, and they also said in the Communist Manifesto, the family was an enemy, because the state must be able to talk to you directly with no relative around to stand up with you.
And because we've had a couple generations raised in Europe and the U.S. and Canada on this, yep. Parents are in the news locally and going, I'm glad my child is my boss and writes reports on me.
Yep. Mm. And that was all part of the push for single moms, by the way. That people don't realize that they don't give a darn about mothers and women's rights. They use them all for a different purpose to divide families and get them down until there's just you, the unit, like Orwell's 84, where that camera can pull you up and say, yeah, you, Smith, and there's nobody around to help you. That's what government... Nietzsche well said that. We will never win until we can talk directly to each citizen with, and there's no other citizens will stand up beside them. That's already here. But you have to understand, too, another plank of the manifesto was the distribution of wealth. And they could not bring it through under its guise because everyone knew, at least not so long ago, what communism was.
But now it's for the earth. You pay Al Gore, mm-hmm. and the polar bears live.
Yes, they brought it back under a different guise, much more clever, and wrapped some scientific jargon and a lot of fakery over it, and a lot of hype and terror and fear if you don't comply. And they're bringing it out the exact same concept.
And they promise new technologies to free everyone. Well, they really set up a scientific dictatorship that doesn't allow new technologies to develop. That's actually in the treaty. Actually, the communists, that was their favorite thing 80 years ago, Alan.
Yes. I'm going to understand it never died. It never died. As the Rees Commission showed, it was to blend with the West. By the time it would blend, the West would already be degraded culturally. And we have been degraded by thanks to Hollywood and television, and again through the academia system, because Lenin said it too, we must have an international academic authority, and that was set up eventually the United Nations.
So everything's standardized to the point where the average person tuning in who's a new listener just thinks we're gibbering and jabbering. I see people on YouTube everywhere, they watch these videos and they go, what are they talking about?
Yeah.
And it's like we're weird because we know the names of government groups. That's bad.
That's right. And they've also been trained, like Brzezinski said, that unless it's on mainstream media, that they will not believe it. By the same token, if something is on mainstream media, which is totally fictitious, they will believe it, like the fake flu pandemic. But I was contacted recently by a group under Ted Turner's group, massive network system, asking me if I come on and talk about global warming before the Copenhagen thing came up. And the two producers, a man and a woman, talked to me for quite some time. And I caught on right away that they wanted someone who didn't know their facts. They wanted someone who would just be anti-this or anti-that. And I was dishing out names, speeches, comments made by the big boys themselves on creating the fake global warming crisis, like the Club of Rome and the two founders. I mentioned them. I mentioned their book. I said they came up with the idea and admit it in their book. And I mentioned fact after fact after fact for an hour. Then, and I knew by the end of the hour, these folk would not have me on because they did not want someone on who could present the facts.
They wanted somebody on to say, I like global warming. Means I'll be able to surf more. You would have been on TV.
Mm-hmm. That's right. They wanted someone who would just go up there and be emotional and angry and so on, but have no facts to back anything up. That would discredit all the rest of them who had the facts that were never heard.
But the system is so discredited that even if that was the case, I mean, that's why the globalists are running out of steam. Their scientific dictatorship. Look at this. Wimberley School teaches students to be detectives. And it says they come home and investigate their parents. This is outside Austin. But this is done in Austin, too. They come home and inspect their parents and write up detectives' reports on their parents' carbon footprint. Mm-hmm. This is going on nationwide. Oh, the freedom.
Yes, and now in Britain, they're going after people who live in rural communities. Remember, Agenda 21 at the United Nations, it all ties together, where the rural folk have to be crushed into the already overcrowded cities, as this generation is to die off. That's the key to it over the next 30, 40 years. And they're going after people's stoves in Britain. If you heat by a certain particular oil type stove, it heats the house and it heats...
They're shutting off everybody's industry, and this is all in their own statements to destroy your independence. Let's talk to John in Maine, and then Andy and David in the next segment. John, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Go ahead, sir.
So I've been listening to you for about 2 weeks now, and a lot of the stuff you've been saying has really been matching up with my experience after working on Wall Street for about 10 years. I worked for Deutsche Bank Private Bank, and I was just involved basically in an enormous money laundering operation. It was a lot of the very same people who are calling for higher taxes have all their money in these offshore accounts with layer upon layer of legal protection so that people will never find their money.
And it's all selectively enforced. They only burn the little people who are offshore and steal their money for themselves. Yes, it's private banks, private bankers that now run the government and run the IRS. Any more comments, John?
No, well, the only other thing I wanted to say is that, I was working down in the Miami office, and these banks are involved in huge drug money laundering operations as well. That's all.
You should write a report about it. But, I mean, they now admit on British television that our government grows the opium, but says, oh, it's a good thing. I mean, there really is a coming out in the open now, isn't there?
I think it was just yesterday. There's an article in a Canadian newspaper and in a U.S. newspaper which stated after a survey and investigation that the banks that were kept afloat during the supposed, and it's a planned crisis, obviously.
Yeah, the UN said drug money kept us afloat,
that's money, right.
Is good. Yeah,
that's
that was
right. That's what came out there, drug money did it. And, of course, there'll be no investigation as to who's responsible because they all know who's responsible.
But if you're caught with a matchbox of it, you're going to a slave prison.
You're correct. In fact, someone in the States told me the other day and said they could not believe it. They're 65 and they were asked why they wanted to buy a box of matches.
Oh, yeah, everywhere. Matches, spray paint, over-the-counter drugs, everyone's being asked questions. All the clerks are being trained to ask questions.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank. and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Society. They're training your children to spy on you and despise you. They're teaching them they're the boss. Al Gore on tape. Your parents don't know. You do. You're in control now. Time magazine for kids saying your parents belong to a bygone pathetic age. You know freedom and you want the microchip. That's a paraphrase quote. I mean, just bizarre. And it's over the top. They just intimidate you into accepting tyranny. They just throw it in your face and you just capitulate. Alan Watt, comments on that.
That's true, because they are organized. As I say, they can't help but be organized, because the biggest bankers on the planet are in on this whole future. I used to be astonished as to why Victor Rothschild, Lord Victor Rothschild, it's now been disclosed, and he knew it all along in the 60s and the 40s, even the 50s. He was a member of the Communist Party. He joined at Cambridge. So he was a man from one of the richest, not the richest, banking family on the planet. He also belonged to the Mossad later on. And he sold out all of the plans of Britain, including the A-bomb, to the Russians. He gave it to them, basically. And his personal belief, and this is what's so important, was his personal belief was that the right sort of people would eventually rule the world. And these were the most intelligent, once again on the Darwinian principle, would come down through centuries, accumulating, getting to the top, holding on to wealth, for instance. Well, they had the right to rule. But he believed that money, and he was a truthful character, a banker. He said money is only a system of controlling people and gaining power for those in the top. Everyone works, as Karl Marx said, by labor. Labor is the only real producer there is.
That's right. The banks don't need more tax money.
No,
it's a system of control.
It's control. And he believed that money can be anything. It had already proven that after the Bretton Woods Agreement, when he brought in fractional reserve. Or the
and
gold
speaking
standard.
Of that, they are now announcing the Arabs are fully going off the dollar. It is the end of the dollar.
That's correct. And they knew this back, remember, when they signed the GATT Treaty, the public were kept out of it, that it was never explained to them by any media what the General Agreement on Trade and Tariffs was. It never told them that, yes, we would be, the taxpayer would be funding for their own factories to uproot and go to China. They never said, well, the taxpayers will pay these corporations for 10 years.
And by the way, you're not just saying that. Of the $50 billion GM bailout, more than half of it went to pay to move the factories to Brazil, China, and Eastern Europe. We literally pay.
Yeah. And the public were utterly ignorant, even when suddenly everything started to say, made in China. They didn't, because most of the public are never conscious.
They love it. They love paying to lose their job. They love SWAT teams. They love open borders. They love their kids coming home and ordering them around. They love drinking fluoride. They love it.
They do, and they love to play. And that's a problem, and that is a big problem. They are the middle people who will do nothing. They'll go whichever way the winner goes.
That's right. That's why they do it. They think the globalists are winning, and so even now that it's proven we're going into a tyrannical world government, they're going, I like it.
I love
my kids.
I'll be okay
spying
because
on me.
I keep my head down. That's their attitude. Yeah.
Like the guy in 1984 who's bragging on his kid being a spy, and when his kid denounces him, he says, I don't know why the little guy denounced me. I'm sure he was right. I'm so proud of him. And it's the same thing. I mean, listen, Alan, great interview. We're going to have you on, early January for two full hours to take more calls. Sorry to all the callers. We'll get to more of you tomorrow. Alan, great job. Your website's cutthroughthematrix.com. My websites are infowars.com and prisonplanet.tv. Let me say bye to you, Alan, here as the show ends. See Alan Watt in the film.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Simulcasting at PrisonPlanet.tv. Chuck Norris just called in. We're lining him up to go live with him. Thank you so much for joining us. We have several guests joining us from Copenhagen, Denmark. Several reporters, one a reporter, one a scientist, to be breaking down the fraud of man-made global warming. Obviously, not just the ClimateGate emails where the head UN scientists are engaged in premeditated fraud covering up the decline of temperatures in the last 9 years. Temperatures stopped heating up 15 years ago, started dropping 9 years ago. We'll be covering that coming up in the next hour. We're also going to get into the fact that Ron Paul said here last Friday that he believes the Obama takeover of healthcare to make even more Americans dependent on the government. $250,000 fines, 5 years in prison if you don't get insurance. He believes, as it stands, it will pass, but by one vote. So we better put pressure on Lieberman and let him know that if he doesn't vote against this, somehow the whole nation is going to target him to not be reelected. But for the next 30 minutes, we are joined by Chuck Norris. He really doesn't need any introduction, though I will give him one here today. He's a martial arts expert, probably the most famous martial arts person in the world. Joined the Air Force after high school. During a service, he went to South Korea where he began his training in martial arts and Tang Soo Do. He returned to Los Angeles in 62 and opened a karate school catering to such celebrities as Steve McQueen, who later encouraged Norris into his acting career. And then it goes on to his top TV show on CBS, Walker, Texas Ranger, best-selling author. He's done so much for kids who've been in trouble, teaching them discipline. He's a best-selling author, and he's also fighting the tyranny. So, Chuck Norris, good to have you back with us.
Thanks, Alex. It's a pleasure to be on your show.
Good to have you here with us. We're about to go to break,
okay?
But I want to come back and talk about Copenhagen, Obama healthcare, all these proposals for new taxes. But what's got Chuck Norris most fired up right now?
The healthcare has me most fired up right now. Because, they're just going in the wrong direction. And after we come back from the commercial, I can kind of give you an idea of how I think we should work on the healthcare issue.
Absolutely. So you're more concerned about healthcare than even Copenhagen.
I don't think they're ever going to get together. You know, I can't see all these nations working together. I don't see China or India or any of them, cooperating on trying to cut down green gas emissions. The thing is, we have to lead by example, Alex. You know, we, the United States, have to lead by example. You know, we should use the stimulus money to develop alternative sources of energy. Let's here in our own country get our bed in order. Instead of putting garbage and dumps in the ocean, how about developing a way to use it for fuel? You know, we're polluting our oceans, and we're polluting our dumps, we're filling all these gases up in these dumps. Why not figure out a way to make, the people have already found ways of making, turning garbage into fuel, but the government won't pursue it and help make it a reality. You know, we could use alternative sources of energy. We can then develop fuel efficient cars. We don't need cars that can do 140 miles an hour on the road. How about developing a fuel efficient car that's the maximum speed of 70?
We have to
lead by example, and the other countries will follow, Alex. If they see we're serious about cleaning up the planet, you know, by doing these type of things, cleaning up our own house and cleaning up alternative sources and finding alternative ways to use fuel and eliminate this cap and trade baloney.
Well, let's talk about that. Chuck Norris, the legend, can certainly say the legend, on the line with us. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at Infowars.com to see all the available discounts.
Big Brother.
mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've got Chuck Norris with us until the bottom of the hour. We are live on the 14th day of December 2009 on this Monday. A bunch of subjects. We're going to go over government takeover of healthcare, climate gate, the Copenhagen meeting that's happening right now. We're going to talk about so many other issues. Also, we're going to talk about Kickstart for kids and the website. In fact, Chuck, let's do that right now. I mean, you're such a humble person, but you do so much for children around the country. Tell us out of the gates how folks can get involved with the Kickstart program and the different websites they can visit.
Well, KickstartKids.org is our organization where we teach the martial arts in the middle, inner city middle schools. I started this 17 years ago, Alex, and currently we have 6,500 kids in our program. We have graduated over 60,000 kids over the last 17 years, and most of these kids going on to college and becoming successful in their own right. And they would tell you, if they would ever talk to you, that the Kickstart program is what saved them from going to prison or possibly being killed, because it got them out of gangs. See, the thing is, to be in our program, you no longer have to, you cannot be in gangs. And, you know, most of the kids are, you know, in fact, we have a schools in Pflugerville right near you.
Awesome.
You know where Pflugerville is, right there.
Absolutely.
And anyway, Pflugerville called us and said, we see how successful your program is, and we would like to implement it as a community program in Pflugerville. So the community got together, opened up two schools in Pflugerville, paying for it themselves. And it was so successful the first year that they opened up the three more schools. So we have a total of five, all five middle schools in Pflugerville. And that's kind of what where we're heading with our program, is getting a community involved. And like I say, we have kids. I had one young Hispanic boy, got a full scholarship to MIT. You know, a lot of our kids have graduated from high school, valedictorians. Because once they start believing in themselves, Alex, then the world's the limit for them. I mean, they can do anything they want to do, and it's been proven with our program. You know, the martial arts is a great tool. It turned my life around, Alex. I was an insecure, non-athletic kid when I got involved in the martial arts when I went to Korea, and it just turned my whole life around. It raised my self-esteem and instilled that discipline and respect that I was lacking at that time. And so I know it does work, and like I say, that's my goal, and it's my wife, Gina, and my wife's passion is to implement Kickstart all over the country one day.
Well, it's beautiful what you're doing. And also, you've got the official Chuck Norris fact book, a new edition out on that, a perfect stocking stuffer, available all over, better bookstores everywhere and at Amazon.com. And also, I know a lot of the books and products you sell, you end up giving a lot of the proceeds also to Kickstart.
Well, all the proceeds from anything I do outside my entertainment world go straight to our Kickstart Foundation. You know, funny about this fact thing, this started about 4 years ago. I started getting these facts on my email, you know, a few of them, and I'm reading them and saying, oh, hey, I said, these are funny, you know, but not expecting them to go anywhere. And then all of a sudden the college kids picked up on the facts, and it became a phenomenon within in the universities and colleges. Then it filtered down to the high schools and the middle schools, and then it went global. Then it started going all over the world. Then the military picked up on it. And I got a call from the commander in Iraq, and he said, Chuck, these Chuck Norris facts are driving me crazy over here. All the troops want you to come over and visit with them. So, you know, I did two trips to Iraq.
Chuck, do us a favor. Give us some Chuck Norris facts.
Well, you know, Chuck Norris was bit by a cobra, and after five excruciating days, the cobra died. You know, in fact, that's one of the first one in the book, and I kind of put I have the facts in the book, and then I tell stories behind it. And the story on that particular fact is that when I was filming Walker, Texas Ranger, I was doing a scene on the set and with a rattlesnake, and the thing bit me. And I talk about the story of this thing, how I picked him up the first time and I got him good. Second time I tried and he nailed me, and you know, and what went on after that. So it's some pretty interesting stories that follow the fact there. And like you say, it's good, you know, Christmas talk type book.
Chuck, please give us a few more Chuck Norris facts from the man.
Well, they wanted to put Chuck Norris on Mount Rushmore, but the granite wasn't tough enough for his beard.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
In fact, you know, when I'm writing these, Alex, you know, my 8-year-old twins are coming up as I'm trying to find them. There's 600,000 facts out there. So I'm trying to find 101 of my favorite facts. So I'm looking through these, all these facts, trying to find the ones that I think are the funniest.
What's your favorite?
Oh, golly. My favorite one is my 8-year-old son, came up with. He was, you know, he says, you know, Chuck Norris eats bullets for breakfast. Watch out when he burps.
Do you know who started the Chuck Norris facts?
Because some college kid back east, and then he just started a few of them. Then all of a sudden, everybody.
What's the one about water? Because I mean, everywhere I go, I hear people doing Chuck Norris facts.
I know. When I was in Iraq, shaking hands with these troops, I shook hands with 27,000 troops over there and took pictures with all of them. And they'd walk up to me and say, they'd tell me a Chuck Norris fact, and they'd start laughing. And then they said, what's your favorite? And I'm thinking, golly, I don't know. So when I got back home, I said, maybe I should write, you know, put one out that, you know, kind of comes up with my favorite ones. Because, you know, after writing Black Belt Patriotism, and now I've got the addition to that book coming out next month, you know, it's nice to write a book where you can kind of laugh about it rather than dealing with all the...
Well, I definitely want to get you on next month, and maybe I can twist your arm for an extended interview because we're running out of time. We only got 15 minutes left. Chuck Norris is our guest, but I'm very excited about that second book. I love the last one, The Black Belt Patriotism. Now, Chuck, moving quick here, specifically, government-run health care, they want us to be dependent. Medicare, Medicaid cuts, $41 billion out of Medicare alone, but they're going to put more people in Medicare, and it looks like it's going to pass. Ron Paul was on this Friday. He said, unfortunately, looks like it's probably going to pass.
Well, let it pass, and then believe me, everyone that puts their mark on that health care bill, we've got to get them out of office next year. You know, that's going to be my campaign. I write weekly articles for World Net Daily, and I'm going to be hammering these guys. I'm going to be going after each and every one of them that passed this health care bill. Just think about this, Alex. You know, let's fix what is broken, okay? 20% of the health care bill is broken. But leave the 80% alone. You know, 80% of the people are happy with their health care. You know, I'm happy with mine. So let's work on the 20% that isn't working. You know, rather than tearing it down, it reminds me, like, if you have a flat on your car, right? But you decide to change all the tires and maybe put in a new motor, whether you need it or not. See, I believe that's what the government's thinking here.
Well, worse than that, they're going to take the motor out and fire machine gun bullets into it because it has a flat.
Exactly. You know, and the thing is, you know, it's not going to work. It's not going to work, and there's going to be a lot of hurting people because of this. And that's where my heart goes out. My heart goes out to the people that, you know, that are going to be suffering from this.
Well, we're also, as you were saying to me during the break, we're also bankrupt, and it is in there to give the illegals health care. I mean, we can't take 20, 30 million people and give them free health care. I mean, we're going bankrupt.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and the thing is, I think the biggest mistake government made is using all this stimulus money to shore up AIG, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, banks, cars, and all this stuff here. They should have been using all that stimulus money to shore up small business so they can begin hiring back their employees. You know, our country survives on 80% of small business.
Yes.
You know, 80% of our economy. And so why in the world isn't the government, and, you know, of course, Obama's talking about it now, a year later. Well, I've got to help small business. Why didn't he start that, you know, months and months ago if he had?
Well, let me throw this out at you, Chuck Norris.
Right now.
Sorry to interrupt. We just have limited time. If Ron Paul runs for president in the next year and a half, are you going to support him, or are you thinking about supporting him?
I love Ron Paul, but I have to be honest with you. I would like to have a younger president. You know, when you get in your 70s, you know, and I'm pushing 70, you know, it's a tough grind. I would rather find someone like Ron Paul who can lead our country. And I'm really still a Mike Huckabee fan. I really still believe that Mike Huckabee is the man to lead our country. And that's kind of the general consensus of the people in America. And I would love to have Ron Paul in a very prominent position in Washington, but not.
What kind of position, like Treasury Secretary?
Yeah, something like that. Something, because he's an honest man. You know, here's one of my favorite fact also, is America's not a democracy, it's a Chucktatorship. and now, if that were true, Alex, I would go to Washington, I would line up every member of Congress, and I'd have Ron Paul, who I think is the most honest politician in Congress. I'd say, Ron, point out the honest and the dishonest politician. And we'd go down the aisle, and Ron'd say, he's honest, this one's dishonest. I'd walk up to that person, and I'd say, you're fired. And if he didn't move immediately, I'd choke him unconscious and drag him off the aisle.
Chuck Norris is our guest. Chuck, shifting out of healthcare, obviously I agree with you. It's very unpopular in the polls. It's unconstitutional. The federal government's not supposed to be involved in health care. And we need to have recalls of these people, and we need to repeal it if they do pass it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's, you know, the thing is, it's going to be a very trying 3 more years with the Obama administration. I can, you know, this is just the tip of the iceberg with this health care. This is just the beginning. If they pass this, then it's going to embolden them to pass a lot of other very devastating bills, such as cap and trade and a lot of the other things that's going to really negatively affect our country.
Chuck Norris, since you brought that up, I have the headline here, EPA threatens command and control economy to push climate change agenda. And that was in Associated Press. Another headline was Obama threatens command and control. He's saying if the Senate doesn't ratify Copenhagen, which openly establishes global government, according to the head of the UN, Ban.
This is Big John Lipscomb. World government and all its tyranny is rapidly approaching. The choices you make today will determine your level of suffering and freedom tomorrow. I have two solutions for you, so you and your family can stay strong and free. PatriotFood.com, 135 pounds of long-lasting dehydrated food in 25 varieties. That's one-fourth the cost of many freeze-dried offers of the same weight. And SurvivalSeeds.com, where I just released my best offer ever, 7,000 heirloom vegetable seeds, 30 varieties of vegetables. That's over 4 pounds of seed, and I ship it in a time capsule so they will last decades. And now you can get a second for a $60 savings. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Anything else is just a copycat.
Have you heard that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, your congressional candidate, and author Robert Beatles wrote a new book called Here's What You Do? You can buy it at hereswhatyoudo.net as an ebook for $6 or the book for $10. And we have an audiobook on its way for you commuters as well. Here's What You Do tells you exactly what to do to survive and thrive in these harsh economic times. This book will work for anyone, rich, poor, middle class, it doesn't matter. This book truly has the information that can make you wealthy, and it will tell you how to protect your wealth as well. You know the government isn't looking out for you. You need to look out for yourself. The economy is bad, but it's probably going to get worse. You must prepare and make sure you are able to financially take care of yourself and your loved ones. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net and start today. Again, it is hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. One last time, it's hereswhatyoudo.net.
Are you tired of out-of-control, irresponsible federal deficit spending? Increasing the money supply without increasing productive output leads to inflation. You get less for your money. If you want to protect the buying power of dollars for your future, then call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135. You've worked hard for your dollars. Don't let the government strip their buying power with wasteful spending. Gold has a 5,000-year track record as money, real money you can count on. No government-backed paper currency comes close. Ask me about the protection of private gold. Call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135. Central banks from around the world are stockpiling gold. They know gold is real money. Call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135, to discover the advantages of private protected gold.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Putting us in jail if we don't send our kids to school to learn what homosexuality is all about and how to use condoms properly, they're going to put you in jail.
Well, Chuck, in 2000, I covered Fiskgate when it first broke that they were taking 14-year-olds to a dorm with beds. And I had stations got angry when I played the audio tapes. This person is now the school czar, teaching 14-year-olds, even if it was heterosexual, it's pedophilia.
It doesn't matter what heterosexual, homosexual. The thing is, that's too young to be. You know,
well, why are they allowed to engage basically in pedophilia?
Oh golly, I don't know why they are. You know, I mean, it's sickening. It's absolutely sickening. And that's what they want. They want a free society where anything goes. I mean, George Soros, he loves that. He wants a free society in our country. And I really believe he's the power behind it all. And I really believe that that's the direction they're going, is having America as a free society. You can do pedophilia. You can do whatever you want, which will be okay. There's not going to be a crime about it.
Well, yeah, NAMBLA is an official part of the UN. They're a non-governmental organization. That's the North American Man-Boy Love Association.
I know.
I don't hate any of groups out there for their sexual preference or whatever. But I do hate NAMBLA. I do hate NAMBLA going after children. Sorry, go ahead.
I do, too. No, I have a lot of friends that are homosexuals, gays, and that's not the concern of mine. If that's their lifestyle, fine.
But going after people's kids.
Yeah, going after people's kids, that's a whole different animal. And God forbid anyone ever come after my children. I would spend the rest of my life in jail because I would pulverize them.
Chuck Norris, you, and any good parent would, you brought up during the break what you're really upset about. I said, what's most concerning? You talked about California's trying to pass laws to restrict homeschooling. Germany arrests you if you won't send your children to their indoctrination.
Yeah, they've actually pulled children out of homeschool. They're trying to keep you from having homeschool there in Germany. And I've read blogs where parents have gone to jail because they would not let their kids go to a public school and learn about homosexuality and free sex, how to do it. I mean, what's our world coming to, Alex? It's so depressing, to see the decadence that's going on, not only in our country, but all over the world.
Well, whatever happened to innocence, just leaving kids alone to have a good time and not turn them into adults or not turn them into perverts? Look at this.
At 12 years of age.
Guys, punch up Maurice Strong. I want people to see that quote. You talked about how they want to destroy our society. Maurice Strong, the head of the UN Environment Program, involved with the Oil for Food Program. He's now been indicted. He's in trouble. He said, is it the only hope for the planet that the industrial civilizations collapse? Isn't it our responsibility to bring that about? He said that in 92 at the UN. He said carbon taxes are to destroy the economy. They want to bankrupt the economy and make us dependent on them. And that's everything you're fighting against, Chuck. And that's what's so exciting.
That's what they want to do here. They want to bankrupt our economy here in the United States and then come with a universal coin, universal money, international money, and take away the dollar we have here in America and everyone use the international currency. And I see that just like North Korea. North Korea just implemented changing the currency there. Well, that's what's going to happen universally if we don't do something about it.
Chuck, in closing, let me ask you this. I've had a lot of national media here the last week, and I play them clips of the head of the EU, head of the UN calling for global government, Al Gore. I give them the treaty, the Copenhagen Treaty, that states global government, a 2% tax on everything, which they're now promoting, Pelosi and others are, all these other taxes. And they tell me it doesn't exist. That's a mind game, isn't it?
It's all a mind game, Alex. It's all a mind game. You know, and they're saying, well, we want to help the poor countries. We have poor people in our own country. You know, a lot of our kids, our inner city kids, you know, they won't have a Christmas this year because they have no money. And the thing is, why aren't we helping the poor in our own country and helping them be able to enjoy the luxuries of what we have in this country? This is what irritates the heck out of me. Is all the money we send overseas trying to help them out, and they don't even appreciate it. Let's give it to the people in our own country.
Well, I agree, Chuck Norris,
Alex.
But Chuck, it's worse. The eugenicists, the White House science czar, they say the carbon taxes are about starving the third world. These carbon cuts in the treaty will just kill millions of starvation a year conservatively.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, I just believe charity begins at home, and I just hope the people see what is going on and just not sit home and say, well, whatever happens, it will happen. It's not the way it should be, you know, and I'm very concerned about it, you know. It's almost like, if you do it, I'll do it. No, you do it first and then I'll do it. You know, it's like no one will step up unless someone else does. But I really believe that we, the United States, have to start leading as a by example.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. InnerHealth Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
I-M-Z.
Okay, finishing up with the legend, Chuck Norris. There's two people we can say really are a legend. Best-selling book is the official Chuck Norris Fact Book. You can get it for $12.99 at Amazon.com or even less. Great stocking stuffer. And all the proceeds of that go to a really good cause. And that, of course, is the Kickstart program with youth all over the country. And you do teach them discipline, teach them self-respect, teach them self-control. It really does save a lot of lives. And it's so important, all the great things Chuck Norris is doing. Okay, Chuck, finishing up with that point you got cut off, Obama, you talk about him wanting a dictatorship. Clearly, they are setting one up. Clearly, he's setting up a domestic police force he's called for. You talk about revolution. How do we get the people to stand up and say no so it doesn't get to that point?
Well, the thing is, right now, leadership in our country is very scarce. You know, I think two leaders that I look up to is Ron Paul and Mike Huckabee. You know, and Mike Huckabee has a voice now on Fox, and it's really showing because the polls are saying that he is by far the leading candidate for the Republican ticket in 2012. I really think, you know, being with my Mike Huckabee for 5 months campaigning for him, I saw him as a man of integrity and honesty and really a very intelligent man. And he, you know, when on that tour, he never had a teleprompter. He never had notes. He never had anything. He talked right from his heart, Alex. And that was very impressive.
Now, I saw the media confronting him with that made-up thing about that nut that the parole board said let out. Well, and no, he was just so was slick talking.
Yeah, but the thing is, I mean, as he explained, that was 10 years ago. The kid was 16 years old, and all he committed was burglary. You know, he didn't assault anyone. He didn't kill anyone. It was strictly a burglary.
Well, it does show the media is scared of Huckabee. That's why
they're scared of him. They're scared of him. And, you know, but the guy did fall between the cracks because those judges in Washington let him out after he'd committed those heinous crimes. And that was where the failure was in Washington.
Well, Chuck, we're going to let you go because I know you've got a newspaper interview coming up. But on the subject of Huckabee, he has been coming out now and talking about the New World Order. He said it's a bad thing. And I think it's becoming more acceptable now to tell the truth about the UN and the globalist and George Soros, thanks to you and others speaking out. But I have no doubt that we're going to defeat the New World Order, having Chuck Norris on our side.
Well, we're going to survive 3 more years, Alex, and then we're going to have Mike Huckabee as president and Ron Paul as Secretary of the Treasury. And that way we'll keep things honest in our country.
Thank you so much, Chuck Norris, for joining us. We'll talk to you next year.
Okay, buddy. Bye-bye.
God bless. Okay, there goes Chuck Norris. Take care, sir. Well, that was a fun interview with Chuck Norris. What about a Huckabee-Ron Paul ticket? Look, a Huckabee's not perfect, but compared to George Bush and Barack Obama, my gosh, anything's good. Oh, my gosh. You know, I'm just glad that Chuck Norris is going around speaking out against the New World Order. He's going on national TV, and when Sean Hannity said, oh, well, Ron Paul's a kook, Ron Paul's a nut, and he said, well, good, I'm a nut too, I like him. You know, he didn't betray him. He didn't, wasn't a doubting Thomas. He didn't throw Ron Paul under the bus. And Chuck Norris has come a long way waking up for the New World Order. Just like Jesse Ventura has come a long way. You know, talking to Chuck Norris, he talked about how over 10 years ago he heard my show and liked it in Texas. And Chuck knows a lot more than he's letting on, I'll tell you that. So he's certainly coming along, not just in his knowledge, but what he's willing to talk about. But he certainly does like Mike Huckabee. So that was an interesting interview with him. You know, I was about to ask him about Glenn Beck, who he goes on his show and is friendly with. Glenn Beck, calling for a value-added tax. Glenn Beck, calling for a value-added tax. That's exactly what the Copenhagen Global Government Treaty that will be paid directly to the IMF and World Bank. We now have the treaty. It's on record, Associated Press, London Guardian, that IMF, World Bank will run the treaty, and so developing countries boycott UN climate talks because the UN is to lose its power. The UN never had any power. It was always a front for banks. It was a debating society to get all the third world countries together so they could be bought off and paid off. Guys, will you pull up again the clip of Bill O'Reilly slash Glenn Beck Friday night? This is Bill O'Reilly and Glenn Beck talking about how they want national sales taxes and value-added taxes. How, over a decade, I've told you, because I read the official government plans, it's Council on Foreign Relations publications, you're going to have a national sales tax that is graduated. So it's fair. Some will be exempt, but there's going to be fraud with people buying black market. So you're going to have to thumbprint and swipe a card to buy and sell. That will also be your carbon tax credit. I've told you that for more than a decade, because I'm reading directly from the CFR and RAND Corporation and others' plans. I haven't forgotten more than I know, forgotten more than most people know. It's that I read this RAND Corporation plan about federalizing all police and putting federal death squads on the streets. And 10 years from now, it will just be knowledge that I have. And I'll have to reach back into my memory to even remember where I got it. But they write about what's already been covertly set up here. But the issue here is, people ask why I don't like Glenn Beck. Because the establishment is keeping their friends close, their enemies closer. At key points, Beck attacks Ron Paul. At key points, he says there are no FEMA camps. At key points, he says the MIAC Homeland Security reports saying veterans and gun owners are terrorists might be reasonable. At key points, he gets your confidence and then he sabotages. And when I saw Nancy Pelosi last week, many see VAT option as cure for runaway deficits. Give me a close shot of this, please. This is the Gainesville Sun, and you can look up all these other Republicans and Democrats saying, oh, yes, the way to get us out of this deficit is more taxes. No, the average federal employee's money's gone up. The government tripled under Bush, has more than tripled in the first year under Obama. They want to destroy the economy. As Chuck Norris just said, I have their own documents. I just read to you what Maurice Strong said. But here's Nancy Pelosi calling for it. Now, in this seven-minute clip, I don't have time to play the whole thing. You can go watch it at Infowars.com if you want. And the article Kurt Nemo wrote, Beck O'Reilly called for more taxation. They start talking about, oh, the liberals don't like you. Oh, I'm proposing taxes. Oh, I wonder why the liberals had you on ABC. And it's all about the celebrity of Beck and how much these two egomaniacs on TV together. And I just can't understand how they completely sell their souls out for money and power. There's nothing wrong with money and power if you got it through telling the truth, doing the right thing, and not being an evil person. But it's not what you're supposed to worship and do anything for. I mean, Glenn Beck and O'Reilly, with the words they use and the terms they use and about tightening our belts and discipline. Discipline is giving the government more taxes, officially setting up a federal and value-added tax over everything, federal inspectors in more of your lives, two more IRSs. And then I said last week, I said, watch, you're going to watch value-added and sales taxes proposed during a financial crisis in the next year. And because I read it in the treaty, what you read in a UN treaty is what happens, Jack. Even if the Senate doesn't ratify it, by fiat, they will pass all the tax laws to get in line with it, all the laws piecemeal to get like an Erector set or Legos. They will put it all together in pieces. And what is in the treaty? A value-added tax of 2%. What did Lord Monckton tell you last week? What did I read out of the treaty here on air? Here it is. Here's the treaty. What does it have? A 2% flat tax on all air travel, a 30% tax on all coal, a 2% value added right off the top of the GDP. It's all in the Framework Convention on Climate Change, which is a convention like the Continental Convention, like the Constitution. This is their global government total takeover. They've built the platform. They've got the rocket fueled. They're launching the rocket. They're launching the New World Order right now. The greatest time to ever be alive, folks, because these people are eugenicists. They want to cut your resources off so they can socially engineer you and take your kids. Chuck Norris has finally gotten it completely. He understands it's about taking your kids. It's about the state ending the family. Folks, the Illuminati during the French Revolution, this is on record, tried to go to a 10-day work week, 10 days out of the week. What was it, like 9 months out of the year? They tried to abolish the family. It failed. China tried that. These people are the same group, ladies and gentlemen. It's real. You better wake up. They mean business. Do you expect me to talk? No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die. They want you dead. You understand that? They want your family broken up. That's why they give men ridiculous expectations, women ridiculous expectations. Everybody thinks they're supposed to be a movie star. Everybody feels inadequate because they never became movie stars. Madison Avenue first makes you feel weak and insecure. Then they can sell you with what will supposedly fulfill you. When the truth is, I've been in big movies with big movie stars. The truth is, I've hung out with people you wouldn't believe. The truth is, I've seen things you wouldn't believe. The truth is, because I took action against the New World Order, and most people were too timid to do it, it's taken me to very high mountains. I've been taken up to the mountain and offered great power by the system. But because I was offered the great power, I realized it was crap. It meant nothing. It means nothing. Money means something if your car isn't running and you can't feed your family. It's very important up to that point. Once you're comfortable, let me tell everybody out there, the yuppies who think they need more, that they'd be fulfilled if they had the newest iPod or if they had the newest car, it means nothing. What matters is that you're an honorable person and that you help other people and that you understand you're part of the species and part of a continuum and that there's evil that has to be faced. That's what will fulfill you. You're not fulfilled because you aren't tuned into reality. Your subconscious mind is hundreds of times more powerful than your conscious mind. Your subconscious mind knows everything that's going on. Everyone is a genius, but they can't focus it through their conscious lens. Hundreds of times stronger. You don't have access to that. You haven't trained yourself to have access to discernment, to understanding. And so your subconscious mind is telling you, I'm not happy. I don't like this. You may be in a $5 million mansion. You may have the hottest 25-year-old trophy wife prancing in on her high-heel shoes. You're not happy. You know why you're not happy? Why isn't Tiger Woods happy? Why aren't all these sports people and movie stars not happy? Because they're not truly serving humanity. Now, the globalists know how to create counterfeits of serving. For the carbon tax, let's help the third world with all the well-meaning hippies when it's actually meant to kill the third world. Of course you hide killing the third world, starving them out under siege by saying that's warfare, the opposite of what it really is. You're killing them, you say you're saving them, to get all the well-meaning people to serve them. And that's the true essence of evil, is getting good to serve you. Get sophisticated. Get serious. I've said enough. I'm ranting. Just listen. I don't hate Glenn Beck. When I assess him, he looks like a completely mentally ill person. He looks completely screwed up. His eyes, he looks completely weak, completely powerless. Very effeminate, but not that effeminate is bad in a woman. It's that male effeminate behavior. He just reeks disingenuousness. And my God, how can people not see this man as a complete fraud? Not just by his reeking evil. I mean, he is like a horrible goblin that sits on the left knee of Satan. I mean, he just comes off. My God, how can people not? I mean, same thing with Bill O'Reilly. I mean, just an absolutely evil, swollen up, worldly person. How, having discernment, it's like radar beams. I can just look right through them. And I don't know how other people can't see this. And yes, I see how weak and bad I am. Don't worry. But we're all weak and bad. We're also all incredibly strong and wondrous. It's that I can see in me what's bad, and I'm ashamed of it. These guys, their greatest possession is their worldliness. And here he is in a false, they know the mind likes to have a choice, so they give you a choice, sales tax or value added. Then they talk about liberals persecuting them after, so people sit there conservative, feeling like they're part of a club with O'Reilly and Beck. I mean, it's and they're like egomaniacs sparring with each other over, oh, you're stealing my stuff, when it's on record that Beck takes what we do and then tries to mimic it only to fool the public that's waking up. I mean, it's just horrible. Here is Glenn Beck calling for taxes.
Thanks for with us, and Bill O'Reilly in the At Your Beck and Call segment tonight. A shocking development. Fox News commentator Glenn Beck chosen by Barbara Walters as one of the most fascinating people.
I mean, how is this news? Egomania.
I'm not kidding. With us, Mr. Fascination himself, Glenn Beck.
What's not fascinating about me?
We'll get to that in a moment, and it's a travesty of a mockery of a sham, as we all know.
It shows how troubled television is.
I mean, this is a Benedict Arnold.
I want to ask you a serious question. Yes. Last night, I know you watched Factor every night.
Yes.
So you can steal material.
Oh, my gosh.
And I said that economically, we can bring the country back, but you have to do some discipline. You have to freeze spending.
Yep.
You have to have a national sales tax.
Oh, yeah. Hit pause.
What did you think about
it? Oh, yeah. They're going to freeze spending, and cows jump over the moon. Bush tripled it. Obama more than quadrupled in the first 8 months. 8 months in, he'd spent more money than all presidents before him, back to George Washington. Folks, they've decided to bring the country down, to rape it dry. Do you get that? All that's going to be left is SWAT teams as a rear guard action. Do you understand that? Listen, back it up a little. People say I edited it. He's asked, oh, I want a national sales tax. And then Beck says, Oh, no, I want a value-added tax. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, not just raising taxes. They want tracking taxes. They want IRS and Homeland Security in all your businesses. You think the IRS is bad? A national sales tax is a million times worse. Oh, but it's been sold for 20 years by fake conservative groups as a replacement for the income tax. They're not getting rid of the income tax. They're going to give you a carbon tax, sales tax to track everything you're doing, fools. This is the carbon tax. And a value added on the GDP. It's in the treaty! I don't care if Neil Bortz on their payroll for 10 years has taught you to love it every day. I'm going to come back and play the clip. It's the watching you get conned. It's the watching you get manipulated. Why are you so gullible? This isn't hard to figure out. What's so wrong with stupid liberals? What's so wrong with stupid conservatives? You're not conservative. You're not liberal. You're Kool-Aid drinking mainstream media morons. Wake up, man. There isn't any more time.
You have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? No More Mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years.
With No More Mortgage, we will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
No More Mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs this service, I give them the number.
I'm Larry Ruff, president of No More Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
Call for your free CD now. 800-578-6279.
This works. Call the number.
Call now for your free CD. 800-578-6279. 800-578-6279.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, Who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, at OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
If you want a national sales tax and a value-added tax, notice all you conservatives got fooled for the last decade, plus being taught, we got to have a sales tax, fair tax, flat tax. And I would explain to you on air, no, they're going to bait and switch during an economic crisis and give you those taxes on top of the income tax. And it's going to be a national carbon tax. And it's going to track everywhere you go and what you do. Shut up, communist! I like being conned. And now, oh, your two icons, Bill O'Reilly, Bill O, and Glenn B. Baby B, he's up there. He's going to save you. And then they go into how the liberals are attacking them. See, let me tell you how you're conservative. You raise taxes. Absolutely. That's incredibly conservative, Glenn. Yeah, we shouldn't cut the government that's doubling or more every year. Yeah, no, let's just raise taxes. Well, of course they are. That's their job, is to be absurd. Glenn Beck is meant to come off disingenuous and slimy to everyone out there to demonize the Patriot movement. Again, with patriots like Glenn Beck, who needs Mao Zedong? With libertarians like Glenn Beck, who needs Joseph Stalin? Let's go ahead and go back to Beck and O'Reilly, just two of the slimiest fake pundits out there together.
I know
here they
like
are.
Factor every night.
Yes.
So you can steal material.
Oh, my gosh.
And I said that economically, we can bring the country back, but you have to do some discipline. You have to freeze spending.
Yep.
You have to have a national sales tax.
10%. Yep. Oh.
What did you think about that?
I made some notes.
Excellent.
I actually agree with you, except I believe it should be a VAT tax, 2% VAT.
Value-added tax.
No more than 2%.
What's the difference between a sales tax and a value-added tax?
Value-added tax goes through, or value-added tax goes through absolutely everything. So it hits 2% on every piece. You make a car, somebody's making the radio, 2%. Somebody's making the... So it hits...
So it, corporations
it
pay
it
too.
All the way along the line.
But you remember that
it's
corporations...
an extraordinary amount of money.
...will always pass it on to the folks, which is I like the sales tax better.
Well, hang on just a second. But if you have a 2% VAT, you can pay things down awfully darn quickly.
That's
what
right.
I want is
That's
a
right.
what I want is this is the part of the notes. I want a 2% VAT. It goes directly to the deficit.
No more than
10 years.
Directly to the deficit, just like 2% VAT, the Copenhagen Treaty calls for. That goes directly to the deficit. In fact, here's the PrisonPlanet.com article from last Friday before that was broadcast. Now EU wants global taxation, global transaction tax, to fund more bailouts. What's in the treaty? A global 2% tax, a value-added tax on the entire GDP. You just watched that pass and that happen. You just watched Glenn Beck openly in front of you propose what's in the treaty. just magically, just exactly what they're calling for. You would never expect it, and now you will fight for it. Because Glenn Beck, the one you trust, the one that'll talk about the New World Order, told you so. And he'll also tell you there's no FEMA camps, even when it's in the Wall Street Journal and Houston Chronicle. He'll tell you everything's fine and Ron Paul supporters are dangerous when Ron Paul has a chance of winning, then say he's best friends with Ron Paul later to get your confidence to make sure in 2011, 2012, Ron Paul gets sabotaged. Benedict Arnold, the number one general of the war, the most winningest general against the British. And he was a British agent the entire time. And let me tell you something. If you don't know that Glenn Beck is knowingly New World Order, you need to have your head examined. But there he is. And O'Reilly, he's got the sales tax. Don't worry. Don't argue, boys. We're going to get...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Christopher Horner has been covering Copenhagen. He'll join us in the next segment to give us the latest on what's happening with the establishment of a planetary dictatorship. He'll be with us for 30 minutes, then we're going to open the phones up after he leaves us. Phones aren't open quite yet. But start your engines. Hard to believe 2 hours has already passed. These shows just blast past us. Chuck Norris was on with us for about 35, 40 minutes earlier in the last hour. That was certainly interesting and informative. He says Obama wants to be a dictator and a whole bunch of other amazing things, that the state does want to take your children and does want to bankrupt your society by design. Ron Paul said last Friday the health care bill is going to pass. I tend to agree with him. I wonder if I'll see some headlines at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com on that front. I've been really marveling over Glenn Beck and O'Reilly debating whether we need a national sales tax or value-added tax to pay off the bankers. And he said, don't worry, every cent will go to pay down the debt. That's right. None of it goes to you, the people that pay for the socialism, because it's not socialism. It's pure robbery. You just pay massive taxes and they all go to offshore banks. Well, you laughed at third world countries. Why shouldn't you live like someone in a third world nation, raped and robbed by the IMF and World Bank? That is now happening. That is now happening right now, ladies and gentlemen. Now, before I go any further, because it is the season to wake somebody up and to also support this radio show, we've got combo deals where you order one of my films, you can get another film free, like Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement, Reflections and Warnings with Aaron Russo, or get a Fall of the Republic. You can get a free T-shirt of your choice. I decided to go ahead and add more T-shirts on there, not just the Obama Joker shirts, because those are selling out rapidly. And when those are sold out, they're sold out. We have them with InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. We have them with Socialist, Fascist. It's all command and control. We have all those T-shirts. but some sizes have sold out. And so it's selling out very, very quickly. If you want that T-shirt, go to InfoWars.com, click the top banner that says free T-shirt. Get a Fall of the Republic or an Obama Deception or an Endgame. You can get a free T-shirt of your choice. But I am going to stop the promotion when the Obama shirts sell out. Now, we'll end up with a few weird sizes of Obama at the end. And so we'll keep adding other T-shirts until, so you always have some choice, some of the other great T-shirts, so that if you can't get an Obama, you can get something else. But when all the Obamas are gone, I'm getting rid of the free T-shirt deal. We got a bunch of, we've never had combos and specials this low. I mean, I've got deals that are meant to move these out the door and educate people. So, you haven't done your Christmas shopping yet? You haven't gone out and fought the horrible drunken crowds of people drinking Sailor Jerry's rum? Why do it? Why not go to InfoWars.com, buy the books, the DVDs, the T-shirts? You can create a card if you want with a message of, I want this sent to this address. Hey, Bob, it's your cousin Bill. I sent you this T-shirt and video. Be sure you do that. We have some people that don't put the note every Christmas, and then we end up mailing it to somebody, and then they mail it back saying, I didn't order this. You need to, in the comment section on the shopping cart, you need to include the message you want so they know, or let them know it's coming. You know, I'm sending you a package. Or get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, 5.5 months free right now. We allow people 6 computers to log on simultaneously with the same username and passcode. So you can share this. Give yourself a gift, and on an e-card, say, here's your username and passcode, PrisonPlanet.tv. You can watch all these hundreds of videos and films and ebooks at PrisonPlanet.tv and watch this fella's live radio / TV show. Here's your PrisonPlanet.tv membership. And even if they don't use it, you gave yourself a gift, you can use it. So PrisonPlanet.tv or InfoWars.com to take advantage of that, or 888-253-3139 to call. We'll be right back.
Before you throw away your... This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1. New climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2. Our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3. In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4. Dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. Hi, folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com. Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Christopher Horner, over a year ago, wrote the book Red Hot Lies, How Global Warming Alarmists Use Threats, Fraud, and Deception to Keep You Misinformed. See, this isn't new fraud, the climate gate. It just confirms that it's conscious. I mean, here's an example. They'll show you the last 50 years of warming and have the hockey stick only showing a small part of it to make it look like it's going up. But when you pull back, you find out it's hardly a rise compared to what's happened in previous centuries. And they know this. And they know polar bears can swim, and they lie about that because they look cute and cuddly and they can scare kids saying that penguins can't swim. And they've been caught in a lot of other frauds. So we have the expert who's been to six of these globalist, global government, global taxation meetings. And he's Christopher Horner, Red Hot Lies, How Global Warming Alarmists Use Threats, Fraud, and Deception to Keep You Misinformed, Regnery, 2008. He also wrote The Politically Incorrect Guide to Global Warming, 2007, New York Times bestseller. So this is the kind of guy we like, somebody who was devastatingly accurate even before the latest information came out. So we're going to talk about the constitutional crisis. We're going to talk about Obama saying, I don't care. I'm going to ram this, even if Congress doesn't go with this treaty. I'm going to have the EPA order it. I mean, as if he's Hitler or Joe Stalin. We now have the internal treaty that says the third world actually has to make double the cuts, which will actually destroy their economy. They suckered the third world into getting behind it, believing they were going to get some goodies. Now they find out it's really about the IMF and World Bank further looting them. So we'll get his take on that as well. Christopher Horner, let's talk about what's currently happening and where you see this process going. And then let's talk about the fraud of these individuals.
Well, on the international stage, Alex, it's going as expected. They have kicked any treaty or something that might be a treaty into next year, and Copenhagen will result in an historic agreement to meet again in Mexico City next year, which is how these have all turned out year after year, which is why I've stopped going. And this actually was supposed to be a treaty-producing conference, but months ago we realized it was not going to be. So where it leaves us is we'll get a promise of billions. We don't know how much. The demand is over $100 billion a year just from us. And the offer on the table is something under $10 billion a year from us, which is 10 too many. They're even talking about three. To upgrade the infrastructures of countries to better compete with us as we fund that upgrade through forcing our energy users to buy ration coupons or what they're calling allowances to use fossil fuels, hydrocarbon energy here, further shackling our economy. So that it's proceeding the wrong direction, but at least it's going slowly. Let me tell you what Mexico City is now. The Copenhagen discussion that we had all this build-up for is now being kicked into next December, November, in Mexico City. November 8th is when it begins. Imagine the build-up for this conference next year when our elections are on November 2nd next year, which means every Senate race has to have both candidates answer the question, will you vote to ratify Kyoto 2? Every single race has to confront that question. Every single House race must have both candidates confront the question, would you vote up or down, tell EPA they can't do this on their own? So we've got the international track. It's being delayed. We've got the domestic cap and trade. That's being delayed. That's good. The more sunshine that gets on this stuff and disinfects it, the more people see it, the more outrage they get.
Well, Chris, let's not just glaze over the bombshell, because I should have asked, you are one of the leading experts, not just on the fraud of man-made global warming, or change, as they call it, when we've had climate change for 4 billion years. You're one of the leading experts on the politics of this as well. I mean, you've been fighting this for decades. Specifically, you just said that Copenhagen is derailed.
What I'm saying is you're going to see a lot of press releases. You do every December. it's going to be a historic agreement to meet again next year. That's what every year has produced. Every conference, and as I said, I went to a bunch of them, and they became very tiresome. They have my picture up on the wall as a climate criminal, get the hippies following me around with cameras and everything else, stealing my trash. It really isn't worth going for them to emerge at the last hour with tears in their eyes, waving around a piece of paper declaring Greenpeace in our time, and it's just a piece of paper admitting that they will do nothing more than agree to agree next year. Now, that's a big deal because it makes it 2010 the year of Kyoto 2.
Yes.
2010 the year of cap and trade. There's no reason, except Republicans are very skittish about these issues, which is, you know, their fault, that's not my burden, that this should not be a campaign issue for everybody, and that includes those Republicans who voted for this, eight of them, two of them seeking higher office, by the way, as well as...
Yeah, let's list them. Let's list who's... We got Graham doing it. We have out of office the globalist Newt Gingrich. Who are the Republicans supporting this treason?
Well, there was this guy, Mike Castle, in Delaware, who's now running for the Senate seat. Then we've got, you can see a great town hall meeting where he gets his head handed to him by a bunch of Delawareans who do not, blue hands, I guess what you call them, I don't know what their name is, who did not care for this. I mean, it was a wonderful moment. The look in his eye, he says the easiest job in the world until they started paying attention, and he voted for one too many tax increases, this being the biggest tax increase, cap and trade, in American history. Then you've got this guy, Mark Kirk, who's running for the Senate to replace this Roland Burris, Barack Obama's old seat. He's a Republican from the North Shore who said, well, I voted in favor of cap and trade because it satisfied the narrow parochial interests of my wealthy district, but I would vote to represent the whole state of Illinois. Well, I can't respect that kind of dance. That's just insulting, and, you know, I don't know why that's any better than a liberal who's going to vote that way anyway. So was he, apparently. There were six other Republicans. There's a guy, Leonard Lance, in New Jersey, who put on his website, some people put up on their website his constituent mail, in which he boasts, oh, hey, don't worry. This is actually a wealth transfer from most of the rest of the country to the coastal elites. He said it moves money from Ohio and Pennsylvania and Missouri out to New Jersey and California.
It does.
Yeah. So we've got people who, frankly, you know, I won't miss them. And,
well, they're pirates, but there's also some other people in the Republican leadership supporting it.
Well, Lindsey Graham is the only... Well, okay, here's our problem in the Republican Senate. Lindsey Graham is, according to people in South Carolina, vying to be the Secretary of Defense because Robert Gates is on his way out. And to do so, he's ingratiating himself with the Obama administration by pushing cap and trade as a bit of a proxy for John McCain, who even this time is not supporting it. I say yet, but at least he's not supporting it. So Graham's working with John Kerry and Joe Lieberman to find tripartisanship on this. But Graham brings no one with him. And he's considering himself not even running for re-election, as I understand. I could be wrong. The guy I'm more upset about is Judd Gregg, who's done nothing publicly, but quietly, from Senate sources, I understand, is making noises about wanting bipartisanship uber alles. It's more important that we find bipartisanship than what really is in the bill. You know, we're seeing that.
The country is plunging into a double-dip recession, into possible depression, and we've got a globalist world government agreement, according to Ban Ki-moon and Herman Van Rompuy, the head of the EU. It openly gives 2% taxes on GDP, taxes to foreign banks, IMF World Bank to run it, a global UN authority over air travel. This will annihilate our economy, and we've got senators who are for it because it's a new tax.
Yeah, we've got people who really... They've been there too long. Judd Gregg retiring, and he's generally a decent, as far as these things go, member of the Senate. But he thinks that bipartisanship before he leaves is very important. I disagree. This is the biggest tax increase in American history. The president said that the purpose of it was to cause your energy prices to, quote, necessarily skyrocket. That's not a side effect they're working on. It's the point. He's admitted this.
Well, what about Maurice Strong's quote in 1992 about it's our job to destroy the industrial society?
Maurice Strong, you know, that was his fantasy of a novel character, but that's actually how he feels. I've testified next to him in the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, and you'd never know. He's this very unassuming-looking man who holds these terrible anti-population, anti-growth, anti-development views that are pervasive among the people pushing this energy rationing scheme.
Isn't this really all about eugenics? At the bottom line, a bunch of control freaks want to be able to decide literally what you eat and what you do and how many kids you have.
All about, no, but I will say this. The population zealots, the pro-state, the pro-tax, the anti-growth, the anti-development, anti-property rights, the persistent communists, the fallen communists, they're all on this. So I can't say it's all about that. The global governance types love it. They're all, there's a bunch of rent seekers, GE, Duke Energy, Exelon. They're all looking to pick your pockets in the name of.
No, no, I understand there's a giant ship of pirates, but at its core from my research, the rationale of the big elites supporting it is we got to cut off people's energy. I mean, look at the communist Chinese last week saying, we'll sign on to this if you have a global one-child policy.
Right.
In fact, China even, I think it was a year, no, 2 years ago in Bangkok at one of these negotiations, said that they wanted to sell us carbon offsets. I have this in Red Hot Lies, by the way. No one else has covered this except one public source where I found it. The Chinese proposed getting carbon offsets recognized under Kyoto to sell Europe and us, derived from their coercive family planning policies. What they said, Alex, was our emissions are now at X, and they would be at, you know, 1.9X if we didn't have our policies in place. Therefore, these are emission reductions. They're not. They're emissions avoided by rather cruel totalitarian policies, but they wanted carbon offsets. And the UN, this group that runs Kyoto, the UNFCCC and the European stuff, that was a wonderful idea because that's really what a lot of people are in this for encouraging. Of course, there's no doubt. But there's not a universal motivator. Remember, Enron got this thing going. I know this because I worked for Enron at the time. In 97, they told me it was my number one priority to get a global warming treaty internationally, except India and China, because they were building coal-fired power plants there.
Oh, is that how you woke up, Christopher?
That's how I got into this, yes. I was innocently practicing law, and they told me that I was director of federal government relations for Enron for about 3 weeks, and they told me to do this, and I told them to do something else, and we parted ways. But, yeah, that was my eye-opening experience. I wasn't aware that these things actually went on, believe it or not.
Wow, you're an amazing guest. I'm really impressed. I mean, when we get back, I want to talk about Red Hot Lies and how you pegged them as how the alarmists use threats, fraud, and deception to keep you misinformed. I mean, you knew a year and a half ago when you were writing this, it's been out for a year, that this is a group who knowingly are engaged in fraud. So let's look at the scientists themselves then. You talk about GE and big banks and big corporations wanting it to pick pockets. You talk about the UN wanting it. You talk about the no-growthers, the eugenicists wanting it. But who are these scientists then? I mean, last week we got a UN document from years ago where they were directing the scientists to unify the fraud along collectivism. Amazing to have Christopher Horner on with us. I didn't read through his whole bio. It's quite amazing. And we'll be right back on the other side of this quick break. We'll tell you where to get the book as well.
Heart-related health problem.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
This is an emergency alert. People don't die of H1N1 infection. They die from system-wide intoxication and toxic shock. Doctors call it the cytokine storm following infection and immune hyperstimulation. Vaccines with immune stimulants or toxic drugs chemicalize your body, adding to your death risk. Prevent death and reverse diseases from infections, vaccinations, and drug toxicity. Call this number to get my free special report about the flu and what to do to save lives, maybe even your own. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Order Zeolife, the world's most powerful broad-spectrum detoxifier, immune system guard, and vaccine cleanse. Avoid vaccinations and drugs. Use Zeolife and OxySilver Hydrosol instead to detox and de-germ your body. Stop the shock of toxicity and preventable deaths. Call 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Or visit zeolife.net and oxysilver.net and order your free report and package special.
Our guest is a pretty heavy hitter, big lawyer for Enron, testifies for Congress, best-selling author, Christopher Horner, Red Hot Lies, how global warming alarmists use threats, fraud, and deception to keep you misinformed. He'll be with us till 50 after. He was just telling me about a big shell head meeting with the Rockefellers and an inside baseball Al Gore story. Then I want to get into the premeditated fraud of these people and what their agenda really is. Christopher, continue.
Oh, well, I was discussing somebody who'll remain nameless who used to be with an oil company who's now pushing the global warming agenda. A very nice guy. I've debated him on several occasions, but very wrong on the issues, and I don't understand where he's coming from. But anyway, he told me he met with one of the deep pockets for this, and you mentioned them. Funding the alarmist activities, and that they said, you know, Gore's killing us, and we got to get around him. And I told him, how do you get around the guy who's bragging he got $300 million from someone to rebrand global warming into climate crisis? And this guy said to me back, oh, don't worry. William Riley's group has a billion. The Rockefeller brothers have at least $500 million or something like that. It's not Gore's money. He's the guy that gets all the attention, and he's killing the movement. And I said, well, you know, my heart bleeds for you. That's too bad. Couldn't happen to a nicer bunch of folks.
He really does radiate a type of demonic Nelliness. I don't know how to describe it, but everyone I know just cringes when they see him on television, just the arrogant, almost lizard-like look on his face.
It's not. He really, here's the thing. He scripted, tries to navigate the waters of dishonesty with word choice and things like this. He's clearly read the UK High Court opinion, which threw out every claim. And then when he's unscripted, on the rare moment he's challenged, he will just tell whoppers. He did on MSNBC the other day, you know, like when he's unscripted, he says things like the Earth's core is millions of degrees and so on. But he just, I think he's a wonderful face for their movement. I really thought he was the gift that keeps on giving. Keep him out there. Whoever gave him $300 million, and I don't know if you saw the 60 Minutes piece, but he's there, and Steve Croft actually asked him when Gore was bragging about this $300 million he got. And remember, Al Gore says where you get your money dictates your motivations and your opinions. And if you got a bunch of money from anybody, you sold out, so on. So I just want to know, since he set the rules. So Steve Croft on 60 Minutes actually asks him, where'd you get it? And Gore freezes. And he freezes. And Croft just waits for an answer, and his wife takes Al's arm and says, Al, I'll handle this. Steve, we donated our Nobel Prize money and matched it. And Croft accepted that, moved on without realizing that left him $298.6 million short of $300 million. And Gore has told us, who sees this as such a profitable investment to give you that kind of money? We know it's Soros, and we know it's the guys at Kleiner Perkins, his investment, venture capital partners who sink their money in these white elephants.
That's right. He'll give the chicken feed $500,000 prize or $1 million from a book, but he's keeping the Blood and Gore Consortium. He's going to make the money. He's keeping his stock in Occidental Petroleum. He's keeping all the profits from the system he's setting up that he and people like the President Barack Obama own stakes in. I mean, it's just a unbelievable fraud.
Well, the thing is, he gets away by saying, I didn't know you were against capitalism, and to believe that I'm doing this for money, you don't know me. But it's true. He could be a true believer, except, like I say, occasionally he speaks in such careful language that he knows what he says is untrue.
Well, why does he have a 20-room mansion if he really believes carbon dioxide is a nerve gas that is used to, you know, kill enemy troops? I mean, if he really believes what plants breathe is like the most deadly VX nerve gas on Earth, why does he have a building emitting so much nerve gas?
I that's actually not dispositive to my mind. There are people like him who may not, I mean, either, I understand, either Alex, he doesn't believe a word he says, which is possible, or he believes there are different rules for different people and he's special. And I get the feeling he's one of those. But he's got four of these joints, okay? And he lives a way that he cannot possibly believe that buying a carbon offset credit from planting trees, which is an accounting gimmick giving you 80 years of life if the tree lives that long, and never dies, by the way, and releases the CO2 back in the atmosphere, in 1 year, he can't possibly believe these phony schemes offset his contribution. So I'm torn. It seems to be difficult to believe that this is anything more than sort of baby boomer narcissism and new age mysticism. He can't.
What about Ted Turner? He has five kids, more houses than anybody else in America, I read in People magazine. Literally something like 50-something houses, 20-something jets, yachts everywhere. But he says, I should only be able to have one child. These guys know they're frauds. They just cold-bloodedly want our resources, and they know we're well-meaning and may be conned and say, okay, I guess rape me. Take everything I got if it's for the earth. Ted Turner's right. That's right, you little slave. Now give me everything you got. Stay there. Long segment coming up with Christopher Horner. We'll talk about the fraud he covers in his book, Red Hot Lies, How Global Warming Alarmists Use Threats, Fraud, Deception to Keep You Misinformed. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones. My websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Stay with us.
We're on the march. We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water
water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to find out who you're really dealing with, what the environmental movement is, especially all you useful idiots that really think you're helping the Earth, you need to see my film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. You can get this film free right now for a limited time, and you get it with Fall of the Republic, a lot of other specials that we're running just up until Christmas. Let's say you know all about this stuff. Your neighbors, your friends, your family don't. This is a tax we have to pay voluntarily to educate our friends and family before they get turned into drone zombies of the New World Order. So I suggest everybody support alternative media, buy the books, buy the videos, give them to people for Christmas, a lot of big specials at InfoWars.com, and get the amazing book, Red Hot Lies, How Global Warming Alarmists Use Threats, Fraud, and Deception to Keep You Misinformed, by Christopher Horner, available at Better Bookstores Everywhere, put out by Regnery Press, also available at Amazon.com. Okay, Christopher, continuing. One segment left with you. I definitely want to have you back up soon. Very impressive discussions. You also talk about the harassment you've gone through with Greenpeace and other eugenicists. But before we go there, let's go over their lies, their scientific fraud, the premeditated fact. These aren't tree-hugging idiots who are just making mistakes. They know what they're doing.
Yeah, look, this Climategate, while you can tell by the effort being expended to diminish its importance, this is more than 1,000 emails, but it's not just the emails. It's computer code, annotations to the code, and documents. The pointy heads are still going through to figure out what's in there. They were not hacked or stolen, as far as we can tell. They were leaked by an apparent whistleblower. They were not personal emails. All of these things the media are telling you to distract you aren't true, because this is devastating. What it does is it affirms in the principal's own words what I wrote in this stupid science tricks chapter of Red Hot Lies. I named these guys by name, and I described what they were doing. There are more, and there are more people involved here. It's a fairly broad movement, but this is at the upper echelon of the highest compensated levels of climate science, on which we spend billions every year, by the way. So you know it's settled science, right? And they're admitting what they've been doing. They've been grafting not just apples and oranges together, but in showing, in reconstructing temperatures and waving it around and publishing it in the referee literature, they're grafting apples and stethoscopes. They're taking tree rings, and they're saying this is a proxy for climate. It's a pretty good proxy for precipitation, but they're using it as a thermometer. Okay, and then they put on thermometer measurements because the tree rings show a cooling. Well, the thermometer measurements, which, as I show in Red Hot Lies, are increasingly taken over barbecue grills in Hopkinsville, Kentucky, Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport runway, when a Tucson parking lot when he used to be out in the field. I mean, they're playing games with the data as well out of NASA, which is why we've got a notice of intent to sue them, by the way. And they're grafting A onto B in order to present the picture that they admit in their emails they need to be true, they want to be true, has to be true. Some of them say, we know it's true even though we can't see it, and these are the lead. This was an IPCC, UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, lead author. This guy named Kevin Trenberth said in two of the emails, it's a travesty that he can't find the global warming that he knows is there, because his heart tells him so, his computer models tell him so, But our lying eyes don't tell him so, and that's a travesty, he says. We need to go out and get better measurements. We have caught them, for example, this summer. Our National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, which presently is in Copenhagen right now, with a big reception room, with moving visuals, I read, about melting glaciers and so on. You're paying for this. This summer, in order to make its claims of temperatures going up, 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 just slowly backed out of their calculations. They dropped the satellite measurements of the ocean temperatures. Why? Well, the oceans are cooling. The computer models all say the oceans are warming. The oceans cover two-thirds of the Earth's surface. If you include ocean cooling, they've got a problem. So what did they do? They said, we know it's warming, so there must be a bias that the satellite temperatures must be wrong. There's something wrong with our observations. Who are you going to believe, my computer model or your lying eyes? And so on and so on and so on. And I detail these tricks in Red Hot Lies. The principals have now detailed them in their own words in these emails, computer codes, and so on, talking about tricks to hide the decline in temperature, putting in a all capital that says, insert very artificial decline here. All sorts of other claims in which they're admitting they know exactly what they're doing. They use the words fudge and so on, fudge factors for their data to get the desired results.
And now the control corporate media is teaching us hide the decline, fudge. That doesn't mean what you think anymore. That means save the polar bears.
Right. The most embarrassing exercise was when the media spent about 8 days telling us the trick was really a scientific colloquialism, and it means different things to people.
Yes.
And I said, that's great. What about the word hide? Or the decline? But they didn't focus on that. They said, well, trick doesn't mean trick. The reasonable meanings and the plain meanings aren't reasonable. Only the unreasonable extrapolations are what they really meant. And they're saying it was in the heat.
And you've also got statements like, this is just horrible. We can't account for the decline in temperatures. How do we hide it? I mean, it's so clear. And then they're persecuting other scientists and working with government, colluding. Oh, after I explained it to the government, they're not going to release it. Now that they know what type of people these are. And one of the heads of the UN propaganda got questioned by a filmmaker Friday in Copenhagen. It's up on Infowars.com. We'll play the video later, folks. And it's a press conference. He gets up to ask the question, and the guy says, oh, I don't talk about things that come from people that are this immoral. You know, this comes from immoral people, and these are private emails. And he has armed guard come in and start grabbing them and dragging them out. I mean, these people are authoritarian, very authoritarian.
Let me tell you something. I've got a chapter in Red Hot Lies that talk. I quote these people all over the place, openly wistful about, oh, if we only had an enlightened totalitarian system like China, we could get this agenda in place. And that argument is now out in the open. I believe it's Tom Friedman at the New York Times has been recently making it. Oh, if only we had that system. We need to suspend certain liberties, just certain liberties, and just for a little while, because democracy, they say, is getting in the way, and people who are we have been unable to convince them to do what's in their own self-interest, we're going to have to make it happen somehow. And I quote them throughout that chapter. They really are getting unabashed about this because no one's calling them on it. And instead, as you pointed out, the media are covering for them. I mean, thrown in, full-out advocates, participants in the global warming industry. They've always been sensationalists. But this goes far beyond that, and I detail that in fact, the opening chapter. So none of what's come out recently are revelations. They're all affirmations. By the way, there was not one personal email that we can find so far, yet they assign that to everything. They say it all shows science as it should be, and yet it's terrible that these things got out and so on.
But the good news is, Christopher Horner, the public isn't buying the Associated Press and CNN telling us nothing to see here move along. I mean, do you agree that this is devastating? Because all the fraud and all the exposés were building, and through the grassroots, the people were learning, and people were seeing Fortune 500 get behind it, and really a backlash was already there, and then now you're going to tax what plants breathe, and Al Gore making all this money. I mean, is this not devastating them?
I truly believe it is, and again, their reaction tells quite a lot, and the length to which the media are going to stop their agenda from taking water is instructive. Now, what are we going to see? Well, the president is talking about, in fact, The Guardian has reported this. I wrote an article in the March issue of what's called Engage, which is the Federalist Society's publication, detailing how what's called a congressional executive agreement, which we have plenty of. For example, NAFTA is a treaty that we decided wasn't a treaty, and therefore you waive the Constitution's Article 2, Section 2 requirement of two-thirds ratification. Two-thirds ratification will never happen for this. So what the president, according to The Guardian now, the old red herself, The Guardian, has reported that the administration is briefing European diplomats, as I've also written, to prepare them for the prospect that we need to write this in a way that it's got to be plausibly declared not a treaty, because then they can say all it takes is 50 plus 1 in both houses, and no amendment, up or down, no filibuster vote under what they call fast track. Now, there's precedent for this in the trade context, but not in a global energy rationing selective punitive wealth transfer scheme. So,
and then on top of it, he's saying if you don't ratify it, I'm still going to implement it.
Yeah, then we've got the EPA trying. Now, that doesn't satisfy the wealth transfer, and it doesn't bind us internationally. However, it will. You still can possibly get to bury that in these enormous spending bills now, ladling more debt on my kids and theirs. And EPA's threatening to do this. Here's what I, just so you know, nobody wants to take ownership of this hot potato. They were furious that Bush wouldn't start this rulemaking after we lost that Supreme Court case, that he kicked it into this administration. Now, recently, EPA has declared CO2 is a endangers human health and the environment, to which I first say, try living without it. But now they're going to say, we'll issue this finding, and it's being published tomorrow in the Federal Register. And then they're going to try something unlawful, which is to say, do sort of a half-arsed maneuver with it, so that the green groups then march into court, and they and the courts get assigned responsibility for this. In other words, they won't go all the way in implementing it, but they know that the green groups, under the Clean Air Act, can make them. So it's not really plausible deniability, but that's their route, Alex. They don't want to...
Sure. I mean, it's criminal. It's by stealth. It's creeping like a spider creeping up your bed at night to bite you. Look at Schwarzenegger. He couldn't get the legislature to put a tax on TVs or ban big ones, so he just did it under the California Energy Agency. Look at what's happening in Washington State, where employers tax you now off how you drive, and they have to collect the money. I mean, they're already implementing this everywhere. We know under UNESCO they're brainwashing kids in public school. I mean, this is a criminal cult of pirates. How do we ever extricate ourselves from them? How do we ever remove them? Hopefully some type of criminal charges against these different scientists engaged in fraud. I mean, is there anything we can do to this gang of boobies?
Well, CEI, Competitive Enterprise Institute that I'm associated with, has petitioned EPA to reopen their record on the basis of the scandal that's been exposed, or I say affirmed. There are people looking into what are called key TAM issues, where you essentially sue on behalf of the king and recover the king's treasure, because, again, there's an intent to defraud on the face of these emails and in the annotated computer code. People are looking at RICO actions against these individuals because fraud could trigger that, and so on. So whether I know that, I don't know. There are attempts to whitewash at the various universities involved right now. I've got a notice of intent to sue NASA by the end of the year. It'll be January before I get around to it. If they don't cough up their equivalent of this data in these emails, because I've been denied for more than 2 years, and I finally had enough when this thing broke. And so we're going to have to use the courts just like they do. Now, if we get involved in this treaty, it has a provision that has a 3-year cooling off period for getting out, which is 3 years to generate all sorts of, you saw what they did to the U.S. under Bush, 3 years of generating intense diplomatic and political pressure against America to stay in an energy rationing and wealth transfer scheme. So you can't get into this mess. Now, let me tell you something. There's a three-legged stool they're pushing. It's the Kyoto scheme, which on its face was not binding, but our courts might just implement it. But with the Law of the Sea Treaty, which has a tribunal, which we will have to implement their rulings here, and we are supposedly going to ratify in Obama's first term in office, in fact, next year. And then the International Criminal Court, which we're told we're going to re-sign the Rome Statute, the treaty creating the International Criminal Court. Well, you get those three, as he planned, and you've got a serious problem. You've got a very difficult problem to manage as a matter of law, because our courts are increasingly radicalized, as you know, but increasingly international. And the swing vote on this issue, quite clearly, is Justice Kennedy. And he's on record saying we need to find out what those nice Europeans think our Constitution says before we implement it ourselves. So we've got a problem. You don't get involved in the treaties, but...
America is being swallowed by an unelected private offshore corporate government, the New World Order.
Well, let's just say there are people who have us in their sight, and they see us coming, Let me tell you something. Do you think Obama politically can afford to walk away from Copenhagen without some piece of paper in hand, even though it's going to be a transfer of wealth from here to there, politically, knowing how politics works and his base in the media? No. So India and China and the rest of the world see him coming. They know when he goes over there on Friday, he has to give them whatever they want because he cannot leave empty-handed from Copenhagen in an embarrassment twice in 1 year in his first year in office. So they see him coming. We have an amateur, but an amateur with all the wrong instincts and a very dangerous agenda. And therefore, let me just say this. We're going to be as active as we possibly can be through the courts here, through CEI, with whatever our resources will allow. And I'm hoping some private entities will stand up for once and stop trying to cut a deal and fight back.
That's another big point you made. All these big corporations, if they're not behind the swindling, they've said, okay, I'll join you. Just don't rape me. And that's what the EPA said last week, as you know. They said, look, all you big corporations, get in line or we're going to selectively enforce. I mean, they're literally like a mobster beating up the little grocery store owner. When are we going to grow a backbone to these parasites and say no?
It's even worse than window insurance. What they were saying was tapping the cage and saying, you better pay me to protect you from my lunatic friend here. Be ashamed if this thing got out of the cage. But the problem is they also said it that day later, we plan on doing both. No matter what you pass in Congress, we plan on trying to do what we can under the Clean Air Act anyway. Let me tell you about a provision in these two cap and trade bills real quickly. They're 500 pages different in size, okay? They're not the same bill. But they have one provision that was identically drafted and buried in both. In the Senate bill, it's called Section 707. And what it says is, Every law in the United States Code shall, not may, shall be implemented by the president as a CO2 suppression law, a carbon dioxide suppression global warming law.
It's a carbon dictatorship.
That's the Department of Agriculture and Interior Permitting. That's the tax code. That's the Endangered Species Act. It's everything. There's no certainty for sale. And these suckers in business who keep saying, well, I just need certainty. I need to buy peace. I'm going to super peace. Good luck, buddy. You are selling us all out thinking you're getting yourself a deal, and you are not.
Yeah, there's no making a deal with these vampires. I mean, this is a greedy... I mean, folks, I'm not trying to demonize them. I've studied them. These are really hellish, horrible control freaks. I mean, at the end of the day, they aren't going to stop, are they?
No, look at the provisions they're putting in these bills. They want full and total control in the name of global warming. But, hey, Alex, we're saving the planet. What about the children? You wouldn't want to be a denier. You wouldn't want to kill children, would you? I mean, they've practiced their routine. The problem is certainty is not for sale, and I've got all these businesses. I've had at least two CEOs say to me, well, Chris, I just need certainty. And they don't get it. Read the bill. I know it's 1,300 pages long, but somebody has to. Read the bill. Certainty is not for sale. You cannot sue for peace with these people. The day it goes into effect, you know what they want. More. And I want. Let me leave you with this. Did you know that nothing ever proposed, cap-and-trade legislation, Kyoto, would, according to anybody, under any scenario or set of assumptions, detectably impact the climate? So it is not reasonable to conclude it's about the climate. It's only reasonable to conclude it's about what it would do. And you know what it would do, but it's not about what it wouldn't do. That's just not logical.
Unbelievable. We've got to have you back up just to break down the legislation quickly in the last minute we've got. Do you think that they're going to be able to ram through the cap and trade? I mean, not the treaty, but the cap and trade bill that's passed the House?
They're trying to shake people down, as you described, with EPA. I don't think folks are buying it. I think there's a chance we'll get a one-line, the EPA Clean Air Act as written shall not be implemented this way, but the Dems will fight that tooth and nail. So the long answer is to add that to no, but it will not be without a struggle in the spring. They're going to try to slip it in because you don't pass the biggest tax increase in American history late in an even number, meaning election year.
And they just don't. They just don't care how unpopular they are. There is that sense of urgency that they're rushing everything through. If we can hold them another 2 years, will their global carbon dictatorship be derailed permanently?
I think so, because you can't tell people the sky constantly is falling when the beaches and the sky are just where we left them.
Amazing. He's the author of Red Hot Lies, how global warming alarm issues, threats, fraud, and deception keep you misinformed. He's Christopher Horner and a CEI, Competitive Enterprise Institute is the organization. I look forward to talking to you again in the future. Very impressive.
This is
Thomas Jefferson once said, when the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever.
Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Okay, yeah, I'm ready. Okay, yeah. Stop that. Oh, you're killing me. Okay, they want me to dress up like Santa. My thoughts? What's this gonna prove? They want to remind you about the holiday special. So here it is. Buy a month's supply of Life Change Tea and get 2 extra weeks free. Get some free tea in the holiday spree. Oh my goodness. Lose weight and don't become the size of Santa. Oh, who wrote this? Buy 1 month, get 2 weeks free. That's the best sale of the year. So go to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Come on, new people. 928-308-0408. And all of you that have ordered the tea, thank you for this year. We love you guys. Yeah, we know. You love us too.
I really should have introduced Christopher Horner better. Horner has represented CEI as well as scientists and members of the U.S. House and Senate on matters of environmental policy in the federal courts, including the Supreme Court. And he writes for the U.S. Law Review, you name it. He really is a top lawyer on all this. And he was telling me off air how the environmentalists attack his house and break into his stuff. And this is a devil cult, man. They mean business. They want your property, and they want it now. And they are a bunch of eugenicist killers. And they never care about anything real on the environmental front. They want your property. George Soros is a vicious cutthroat. So are the Rockefellers. She started telling me about Rockefeller and about Shell. And then we were coming out of break, and we were going, and I said, okay, we can talk about that? And he goes, yeah, you can talk about it. And then I heard him as I went live going, but don't. I didn't know what he was talking. So I said, yeah, Dutch Roll Shell, the Rockefellers. And then he didn't really want those names out. But, I mean, who do you think runs all this stuff, ladies and gentlemen? I mean, who do you think runs the whole show? They're criminals. They're frauds. They're scammers. They know it's a scam. They don't care about the environment. Don't you understand that? These are cold-blooded people. You heard him listing the quotes. Every one of these people I ever read about is, oh, China's so great. Oh, we run China. They're running the global system. Oh, they kill the forced abortions. Oh, they kill the babies. Oh, my God, we need that here. Oh, it's going to be so wonderful when we have it. I mean, they're all over the news this week calling for a global one-child policy. These people hate freedom. They're dangerous. You don't have to buy the DVD Endgame. You don't have to buy the DVD Fall of the Republic. But what you do have to do is go to YouTube and get the links to the films and send them to everybody you know every day and show coworkers. But people don't appreciate, oh, here's a $200,000 film for free in one piece on YouTube on a director channel. Eh, so what? I don't want to watch that video. They'll tend to watch a DVD in the fancy packaging with the nice extras and everything else. And yes, your purchase also makes this radio show possible. But we don't have time to screw around. Both these films expose the fake environmental agenda like no other. Both these videos, Fall of the Republic, shows you how the big banks run the environmental scam, how they're bankrupting us, how they're bringing us into world government. People are finally ready to see the truth. This film gets into what they want to do once they got control. All the stuff they've done so far, murdering little children, just so they could test scientists to see, will U.S. scientists radiate 4,300 children to death? The answer is yes. Yes, sir, may we have some more to kill. I mean, you know, you've got to get your mind around the level of bloodthirsty control freaks. These people, you like drinking a cold bottle of ice-cold Coca-Cola, might not be good for you, but you pop the top and guzzle it down. No, these guys like putting a little kid in a radiation chamber and murdering them and watching them bleed out their gums and flop around in pain for 5 days. Okay, that's who we're dealing with. They want to kill you and your family. What does it take for me to get this through to your brains, ladies and gentlemen? You're going to have to get primitive and fired up and angry. You got to use your intellectual understanding of the threat, but then how do you open up a can of whoop butt? You get fired up. I'm telling you, the info war. These people are ready to be brought down. They're ready to be defeated if we can admit how evil they are. The mind trick is, though, it's hard for people to believe this level of evil. Infowars.com. Order DVDs. Get free t-shirts until Christmas. You can get free DVDs at Infowars.com. Call and ask about the free deals. 888-253-3139. Final hour straight ahead.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.